Go
Now
live
we're
or go
live.
home? There we
Look
go.
at that. Oh, we just started. We're live, buddy.
Yeah, don't go home.
Not yet. Long Not Island home. Tony Z. Interesting.
Yeah, Kevin. Belt Collector Matt.
Kevin. Well, yeah, that's my new gimmick now. I warned all wrestling fans.
Yeah, I saw that today.
I'm not going to really do it.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, like, I thought we were all doing Zack Ryder names. Like, you're doing the Belt Collector. I'm doing Long Island Tony Z.
Oh, all right. Hold on. I'll play this game now.
Said nothing to do with Zack Ryder.
Oh, sure it does. Why do you think he's in every promotion? He's collecting belts.
He's got one belt. That's not collecting belts. Get out of here. To just Matt.
Oh, no. Wait till I got mine. Oh.
I don't want to be part of this Zack Ryder thing.
Boo.
Don't boo me. Boo yourself. How you guys doing?
We're doing okay.
I'm fantastic.
So, who the fuck? Motherfucker. Who did that?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. It has a nice ring to it. It
does. Matt Hawkins, for sure.
I feel like you could put like any name in front of Hawkins. It's like one of those names that are just like you can just put any, like Tony Hawkins. Well,
Tony Hawkins. I like that.
Like, let's see what else. Like Giuseppe Hawkins. Oh, no, it's not that great. Giuseppe Hawkins. Bradley Hawkins.
Sam Hawkins.
I saw Sam Roberts this weekend. That was pretty cool.
Awesome.
Brian Hawkins. Jake Hawkins. I'm just looking around my basement and seeing what I could see here.
Kevin Hawkins.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Hawkins. Ooh, Tony
Kevin Hawkins.
Road Warrior Hawk Hawkins.
That's a lot
Oof,
of.
That was
that's
rough.
A lot of.
No, I just found it. That's why.
Well, we have a jam-packed show for you tonight. The SAT will be joining
us. SWP.
Legendary team, man. Legendary team.
Son of a bitch.
Come on, that was funny. Give it to me. Come on.
No, I will give you nothing. Totally I will laugh. It. When I listen back, I will laugh. But
what did he say? Totally missed it.
No sell the shit out of you on this.
Of course you will.
Yeah, you changed my fucking name, man.
I wanted to fit the motif, bro.
I wasn't going for a motif.
You should be Major Matt Hawkins. That would be the name. There you go.
I just
nothing? Want to... Jesus. All right, start the fucking show.
We got a jam-packed episode for you tonight. Kevin was at WrestlePro Saturday. I caught up on a shitload of professional wrestling. Tony probably watched shitty MLW. And we have SAT. No. And we have
20 minutes in, and I pulled the fucking ejector seat. Whoosh.
That's it. Well, I thought this was the last week of Luchasaurus, right?
Oh, thank God.
Lucha Dragon Dagon, Dongo yes. Rongo.
Dragging these nuts over your face.
Oh, he'll be at fucking Chuckles all weekend.
China Veal.
Chuckles.
I don't fucking know.
Uncle Sputchy's Chuckle Hut.
Start the fucking show.
All this and more. And Chuckles. Shining Wizards.
Live from Chuckles.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on rantiumradio.com and available on all podcast platforms and at shiningwizards.com. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com and become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. As always, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy the show.
This is Sean Paul Brother, and you're listening to the Shining River. The Shining Wizard, Alex and Sam, brother.
What's up, fuckers?
I love the big package.
And he's got those smelly balls.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Fucking loser.
Fuck the Shining Wizards.
Coming to you live from the Frustrated Incorporated studios overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, This is the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, joining you live on all the social media platforms, including but not limited to Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, available on the Rant, rantdmradio.com. And of course, we are wherever you go in podcast form on all the podcast platforms, because we know that you like to take us every single place you go, because we're here to do some wrestling talk.
Talk about the wrestling.
Tony.
Matt.
KJG.
Fellas, what is going on tonight?
Tony, that was flawless finger pointing. Finally. Did you practice? Did you practice?
No, because I know you're below me, and then Kevin, now I fucked it up. Thanks.
Yes. Nah, it was perfect.
I'm below
sometimes it works out.
What are you drinking there? A little iced tea?
A
little iced tea. No, just iced tea.
Some strong cider.
How you boys doing this week?
Delicious. Oh,
fantastic. Matt, I'm hardwired in.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Hardwired in. I don't foresee any problems. Knock on the old Woodski.
Yeah, no, you sound great. You look great. You're throwing me off with the Seton Hall hoodie. I'm used to Major Marks everywhere.
Yeah, no, I decided to go with the old SHU Pirates, baby. That's it.
Fuck yeah. Go Pirates.
Rejuvenated, baby. It's a new man. New man, baby.
Kevin's a new man. Wow, a new man.
That's right.
All right.
Hello, new man.
It's a new man. Yes, it is. Boom, 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 boom. Don't you dare miss tower. Look on the Tony S. Lee and Matt Hawkins to stand up and feel the power. It's a new man. Yes, it is.
What makes you a new man, Kevin?
Sun is shining brighter. Flowers are still not here yet because it's February, but you get the picture.
All right. Tony, how you doing over there?
I'm doing phantasmagorical, my man.
Phantasmagorical.
Yes. Wow. Yes, indeedy. I know that's a big word. That's a 50 center right there.
50 center.
Yeah, you can find me in the club.
Phantasmagorical? That's not a 50 cent song.
No, it's a 50 cent word.
Phantasmagorical?
Phantasmagorical. Gotta get it right, bro.
Phantasmagorical is a lyric in a 50 cent song.
No, it's a 50 cent. Kevin doesn't get it, Matt. Please do explain to Kevin.
Yeah, please help me out here.
He said it's a 50 cent word, like it's worth 50 cents. You would get 50 cents.
It's a valuable word. Like, you don't remember Nick Bockwinkel's promos? He always said, like, this is a 25 cent word. It may be hard for you to understand.
No, I've heard like a 10 cent brain and like $1 million body. I've heard that one.
I've heard of 10 pounds of shit in a 5 pound bag.
Also a good one. That's phantasmagorical.
Fuck yeah, it is. Kevin's sounds learning.
Sounds like an Annihilator song.
Ooh, speaking of annihilating, I took a primo dump before we started the show tonight. Right. Hey, Matt, who's joining us?
The SAT will be joining us at 7:30 or 40 minutes from now. Depends on if you're listening live, then they'll be here at 7:30. But if you're listening in podcast form, it's about 35 minutes from now.
That's right.
Nice. I like that. Playing for both audiences. Good job.
Yeah, that's Joel and Jose Maximo. They are the SAT. If you are a Northeast wrestling fan, you know, anything about the Indies in the Northeast, Ring of Honor, old school, this is the SAT. The SAT that's wrestling the Briscoes on the 19th in Atlantic City for GCW. So they'll be joining us at 7:30. So that should be a good time.
Wonderful.
But we have so much to talk about. Kevin, I want to go to you first because you were at the WrestlePros on Saturday night. And
sure was.
Saw the pictures from old KM on the face space, and it looked like they had a great showing.
Dude, probably in like the 8 years, whatever, that we've been doing this, probably the most packed show I've ever seen. Probably. And I don't know if I don't know who drew. I don't know if it was Killer Cross. I don't know if it was Scarlett. I don't know if it was Broski. I don't know if it was the Rumble. I think it was a combination of all of it. Crowd could not have been hotter. It was just a fantastic atmosphere the entire way. Like, something could have gone wrong, and like 5 seconds later, nobody would remember. And the next thing just happened, and it was just bonkers. Bonkers the entire way.
And I heard you had the night off.
I did not have the night off, as it turned out. As it turned out, I was supposed to have the night off. I ended up doing a few matches. I did the main event. I did so Fala Ba was supposed to wrestle Aaron Work, who is a Creative Pro guy, and I, obviously everyone knows Fala Ba. Fala Ba was not there. I don't know why, but KM replaced him. KM making his return, his first match in WrestlePro New Jersey in God knows how long. And so, you know, I did that. There was a whole couple segments, play video, play video, play video. But the crazy thing is, like, I had to learn this whole new way of playing the video like 20 minutes before the show started. So you know how I get nervous anyway. Imagine how nervous I was, like, doing this. But no, Matt, the show was great. Killer Cross versus Flip Gordon was a huge thing. The On the Spot title shot, Rumble Vargas ended up winning that. Matt Cardona, Dan Moff went to a 30-minute time limit draw. And then Cardona ended up winning due to a shenanigans from him and Matt Hawkins. I mean, Brian Myers. So, yeah, a great show overall. Scarlett and her debuting opponent, Harley Cameron, great match. Let's see, what else? I just want to run it real quick because I know. Tommy Dreamer showed up to replace Davey Richards in the tag match with Eddie Edwards against Bear Country. Bear Country got the win there. And there's only six matches on the show, including the Rumble. So, so you had that. You had the Silver Championship, no Gold Championship. Anyway, it was a fantastic show. Atmosphere was electric. Just incredible, incredible show.
That's always good to hear. It's nice to know when professional wrestling is thriving, the indies in the New Jersey area. So that's
absolutely
fun.
Dude, it's been the first time in a while where they had to add extra rows to the floor. Like that, like, because the bleachers were packed, so they needed to add extra rows to the floor. It was insane.
Scene in the membrane.
You know it. That's right, baby.
It's been a hell of a week in the world of professional wrestling, gentlemen.
I was going to say, when you started saying that, you looked really pained. Like, was it a rough week for you watching wrestling?
No. I had a great time. I'm a little sore. I've been doing the DDP yoga.
Fuck yeah.
And I've been really pushing myself.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So I'm a little sore.
Did you watch the DDP Broken Skull?
I did not.
It's actually pretty good. It's the first one of those I've watched in a while. And there's a lot of stuff. Like, I stopped watching these because, like, what are they going to tell you that you don't really know? There's some good stories in here between DDP and Steve Austin. So I recommend watching that if you haven't already.
Yeah, I saw it a couple weeks ago. I don't think we talked about it on the show. It's good. It's good. And it's like especially.
It's older. It's older.
DDP curses a lot, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, he does.
Yeah, and they have to bleep it out a bunch, right?
Yeah, they edit it, yeah. Because I wanted to watch the Becky Lynch one, but I'm like such an OCD kind of person where I can't watch the next one until I watch them all first. So I didn't see the DDP one, so I had to watch that. And then I never got to the Becky Lynch one.
Oh. All right. Well, put it on the Becky list, Lynch brother.
Becky Lynch did one too?
Yeah, it debuted after the Rumble, I want to say.
Oh. I think. I don't know. It's good. It's cool because you don't think about it because they weren't really together, like working together in a promotion for that long. But there's quite a history with Austin and Dallas, even in WCW. Like they were roommates.
Yeah, you know? They rode together. You'd be surprised at other stuff. Like I had no idea that DDP rode with Steve Austin. No
yeah, way. For a while it was Mick Foley was with them too. There's a lot of great stories of the three of them. Like and the two. Mick and Austin used to fuck with Dallas nonstop. Like the stories in who was it? It was in Mick Foley's book. Oh my god, hilarious the way they would fuck with him.
Just to hear about because he's from the Jersey Shore. So just to hear about like all like his club stories from down in Jersey when WWE would run like venues like you wouldn't even think that they would run today, but they do. And then just all these guys coming back to their bar afterwards and DDP being a huge mark. And just living it up, it's such a good, it's a good watch.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. Like, they really did run a lot of strange places. Like, they would run, like, even in the 80s, high schools. I know the Trenton CYO was big. Like, I know it was big for, like, ECW, but WWF used to run that shit a lot in the 80s. It's crazy, man. The places they used to work. Like my father told me when he was younger, he saw the WWF at, like, an armory in Jersey City. That's, like, fucking bonkers, you know?
Yeah, it's radical. And, like, a lot of people would be like, no, that was just an indie with WWE names on it. No, this was WWE.
The whole shebang. Could you imagine that? Like, this week at West Orange High School, fucking WWE, SmackDown on tour.
Dude, they probably get more than they would at a house show. They probably sell more tickets at South Mountain Arena than they would at probably Newark these days.
I say it to this day, and I don't understand why no one has looked into booking the Red Bull Stadium for an outdoor wrestling show. Easily 30,000 people in there. It would be amazing. The atmosphere there is just insane. There's public transportation. There's plenty of parking. Like, I don't understand why. I see you, Matt Squires. Austin and Mick putting cookies in DDP's bed. Yep, that's one of the fucking best stories ever.
To show a little love for Matt. I haven't seen Matt in a while, so
he's busy trying to make the fellows over at Turnbuckle Throwbacks look handsome. He does Photoshops of them each week. They're hilarious.
Wait, so is Squires the one that does, like, the videos of, like, the natural disasters, but it's, like, choppy and Phil? Yep.
What does he do with all the pictures that they never use because they don't put out new episodes?
They put out new episodes. Phil had another episode this week. They did new shows.
Phil was solo, right?
Yeah, but last week he had Choppy back on. Choppy was back. You know what was great, too? He made a Choppy's Got Talons for Feet reference this week, and I nearly fell out of my chair. I was fucking laughing hard.
Choppy's Got what for talents? For
talons. Feet? Talons. Talons. Like, you know, like, large talons.
No, I get it. I just
That was my Napoleon Dynamite impression.
Stealing my jokes. It's the only way he's going to get talent. Over it.
Oh! I remember when somebody on the show said that about Giancarlo years ago.
Oh, that was a bad take on me. That didn't age well at all.
Turned it into a t-shirt, too. I think Matt's got that t-shirt.
I might have it somewhere, yes.
Yeah. Pop Cultivation.
Maybe. Shout out to Giancarlo.
A plug for a show that no longer exists.
Just trying to get himself
out. Oh, something else we didn't talk about. I don't... former friend, former member of the Shining Wizards Network, Stranger in a Southern Land. Does that ring a bell? Jake Manning?
Yeah.
Man Scout? Yes. He now does the merchandise for AEW. He left High Spots and he took a job with them. So that's pretty fucking cool.
Rock and roll.
Yeah,
it is. Well, we're on the subject of talking of things that aren't around anymore.
Bravo, sir. Never let it be said that Vince McMahon doesn't know how to surprise us. Shane McMahon, outski.
Yeah.
Bro, what a fucking wild week.
Like,
we came off the Royal Rumble. It was not so great. And then,
kind of found out why.
and then, as soon as he showed up, he's gone. He's out of the company.
Well, in fairness, from what I've been reading, he was only part of the company still as a talent. So this might just be like a, hey, let's just send him home. You know what I'm saying? I don't know is fired really the right word, or is he released? Like, I don't know what the deal is, because it was really just a talent deal.
The report I have in front of me, and you can take it with a grain of salt, says he is out of the company. But it is unknown whether his talent deal was terminated or if the plans for him the next 2 months were simply dropped.
Yeah, he was apparently going to be. Was he going to be in Elimination Chamber? Was that the deal? And then he was going to go on to fight Seth Rollins at Mania? That was the scuttlebutt I had heard.
I think that was the plan. He was supposed to do Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not losing any sleep over it.
Dude, he's in his 50s, dude. He shouldn't be doing this shit anyway. You know what I'm saying?
And Tony, I feel like I feel like that's the story that, and I'm totally guessing and totally reaching. I feel like that's the reason. Because Vince, like, from all accounts, like, Vince McMahon did not want Shane doing all the stuff that he's been doing. So like part of me feels like the deeper rooted issue is like Shane's gonna want to do something batshit crazy at WrestleMania. Vince McMahon's kind of like, I've had enough. Again, totally grabbing at straws, no clue. But I feel like that's like either that or he was just a total prick at the Rumble, one of the two.
Well, I think it might be column A, column B, you know, like I completely 100% can see what you bring up being the case. Now, I didn't watch the Men's Rumble. I had every intention of watching it this weekend. I just never got to it. But from everything I heard, Shane was like gassed, like in terrible, like, you know, like turning red, you know.
He looks like that all the time. He probably looks like that, like when he like walks up the stairs.
It's just,
like he sweats like literally sitting down. He sweats.
Yeah, so who knows, man? He probably is not just in the best of ring shape, you know. So
it's funny if you want to dissect what Kevin said.
Sorry about that.
At the height of the Attitude Era, Vince McMahon was like 53 years old, about the same age as Shane when he was doing the shit with Austin. And he went a couple more years where he was like, you know, the fucking WrestleMania match against Shawn Michaels. Yeah, you know, like, he did some fucking pretty crazy shit, Vince.
He wasn't jumping off cages and
no, but he took the fucking elbow off the ladder with a garbage can on his dome, and it seemed like he was bleeding every time he was on TV.
Yeah, but he's you know, he's under the garbage can like this, like covering up.
Still, yeah, but not only that, a lot of the stuff that Vince was involved in was like overbooked brouhaha. You know, like there was a lot of like Piper's involved with this, or you know, like Linda comes out with that. There was always such a big story around Vince, and to be honest, if Shane's talking the way he's talking about, like he was really booking himself to be like the fucking bee's knees in the Rumble, and a lot of his shit got shut down. You know what I'm saying?
That Rumble was so bad.
I heard there's a story. I guess Shane was supposed to come out 27th, and then Orton or vice, whatever. One of them was supposed to come out. Shane's spot came up, and his music played, and it was supposed to be Orton. And Orton was like, "I'm fucking going out to your music, bro. Get out there." Like it was Orton's. Orton was supposed to be 27, but they played Shane's music. And Shane was like, go on. And Orton's like, I ain't going out to your music. Fuck out of here. You go.
Good for Orton. Good for him, man. That dude, every day I love Randy Orton more and more. Shit like this just makes me smile. That's so fucking good.
There's also...
Fuck that nonsense.
Yeah, I agree.
So he's gone. Fucking people were going nuts, man. Like, how could Vince fire his son? I'm like...
What?
Look, at this point, if you're surprised by anything that happens in the WWE, you're just fucking gullible. I really don't know. Nothing surprises me in the WWE anymore.
Yeah, but can we put fired in air quotes, please?
Sure, I'm just fired. Okay. Let him go, whatever. He showed up for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, he'll be back.
I heard he also doesn't know how to talk to women.
Oh, really? I didn't read that. I didn't really dig deep. I didn't dig deep in the story.
I think I'm not 100% sure. I think it was Uncle Dave saying like, you know, he sort of like says, he kind of like puts himself out there, like where he's like better than all the women. And apparently he's had this kind of attitude since like, you know, the Attitude Era, pardon the pun. So, it could have been rubbing people the wrong way. Could have been trying to build himself up like Super Shane. And they were like, nah, shit's not going to fly in 2022. I don't know. Good luck to you on your future endeavors, Mr. McMahon. Shane.
Well, if you want to stick with things that aren't flying in 2022.
Oh, boy. Here it comes.
We could talk about our friend, former guest of the show, Brian Kendrick.
Oh, boy.
You're really bringing the heat tonight to start the show. I like
Look, man, these are – because if we get off on tangents about WWE or NWA or Impact, we're not going to talk about these things. I want to get these out of the way before the SAT joins us. So Brian Kendrick asked for his release from the WWE, and then like a week later, he's booked to wrestle Jon Moxley on Dynamite. Tuesday, Kevin texted us, you know, and the world was super excited. Except for that small little pocket of the world.
Who knew what?
Bro, look.
All right, what did he say? Do you have his quotes?
Oh, God. There's like
I do have. He, let's see, stated that the Nazi gas chambers were for the losing. Am I saying that right?
Delousing.
Delousing rather than mass murder, and that the Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax. He also suggested that Jewish people were reptilian.
Dude, he had to have been on some sort of trip.
And part of a global conspiracy connected to an earthquake in Haiti.
Yeah, there was a lot of Illuminati stuff, like shit. Like, he doesn't think he doesn't believe any of this stuff, and then he doesn't believe in Bigfoot because he figured somebody would have found Bigfoot's remains by now.
So I don't know if you listen to the Wednesday night show, the Mark Werder podcast that I am a part of. My biggest problem here with all this, how does it get past the WWE to begin with? And then how does it get past AEW before someone has to bring this to light?
Well, maybe WWE did a better vetting process and talked to Brian and said, is this how you really feel? What is this? Like, can you explain this to us? And he probably explained it to him better than he explained it to social media, is what I'm guessing. So,
WWE is a publicly traded company. Like, they fired Velveteen Dream after finding out that.
All right, so here's the better question: when he was brought back to WWE, why? What? Like, where was the outrage when? What?
That's also another great question. And then the other follow up question that asked Kevin is: where is the line? Like, we all know what happened to Jay Briscoe a couple years ago when he went on an anti-gay rant on his Twitter and he was throwing that F word around a lot. Like, are they bringing him in? Like, where's the line?
Well, they also didn't say that Brian wasn't still going to be involved in the future. They just pulled him from that show.
And Sammy Guevara also said he was going to rape Sasha Banks, and he got his talking to and all this and that. So, you know. I got to bring up what Jim Cornette's thought was, and I don't know if I necessarily agree with it. However, he was wondering if maybe this is one of those things where he was just saying all this outrageous shit to try to get himself over, because this was a 2011 high spots thing. And it wasn't even like a shoot interview. It was like some sort of series that they had made or they were trying to make. So part of it was kind of like he couldn't have really meant this. This had to have been some sort of like ill-fated attempt to get himself over, get some sort of gimmick going. But even then, dude, it's like that's some pretty like heinous shit.
So, the Holocaust denial stuff is outrageous, which is basically what he did.
But I mean, that's the big one. That's the big one.
And well, the Sandy Hook one is pretty major too.
Sandy Hook is pretty big too. But dude, the Holocaust one, like you don't fucking win that argument. You don't.
He had to have been. Like, I don't want to make
I get what you're trying to say.
He's not like blatantly like call like you. Ah, see, this is such a weird thing because his mind is warped in conspiracy theories and not anti-Semitism or not racism or not this and that. It's just he just had his mind was just warped in his way of thinking. So, not to make excuses, because the gas chambers are for delousing. That's freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, and only 250,000, like 250,000 Jews, like only, like that's like no big deal anyway. You know what I'm saying? But that's the thing. Like he says, like all this shit. So it really, like, I didn't think about it until I started here. I'm like, maybe it's some sort of gimmick thing that they were trying, because I don't know. And then how does nobody find out about this shit for 12 fucking years?
So. I thought I remembered hearing something about this a while ago, but like, what's the difference between like saying like 9/11 was an inside job or saying like, I mean, it's all terrible. It's all like not really true, but like, would he lose a booking for saying that like 10 years ago?
Well, I mean, look, you got to look at the Holocaust like this, like there's camps. Granted,
the timing
that still, you know, like there's camps that still exist where these atrocities happen.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. There's still people that survived the Holocaust that are walking around with tattoos. You know what I'm saying? Like there's so much extra proof out there.
Yeah, it's a great point.
You know what I'm saying? Like 9/11. It's really like the moon landing. Who the fuck went to the moon to see if the fucking moon, like, if the moon landing happened? But there's still people out there that go, we didn't land on the moon. You know,
those are that shit crazy comments, but in his apology, he said that he never believed what he said, if I remember.
Which makes me wonder, like, if he was just fucking being Looney Tunes and Daffy and fucking, you know, saying stupid shit to get a rise out of people. Dude, I don't know, man. That's a
Looney Tunes and Daffy every week on this show, but I know where the fucking line is.
Yeah, but we also don't trip out on drugs every week.
You think the earth is flat. I know you do, you prick.
No, I'm not one of those weirdos. What are you fucking
We'd like to apologize to all of our flat earth listeners.
I don't. That's, you're ridiculous.
Nah. I mean, no matter how you slice it, what he said then is not cool. But I still am at of the point where, like, people can change, I guess. Like, I don't know.
Motzbach brings up an interesting point. Do you think WWE leaked it when he was supposed to be on AEW?
No, and absolutely not. WWE gives two shits what freaking Brian Kendrick is doing.
Matt Squires, I love your comment, but I'm not going to post it up. I don't want that out there in text, but that's fucking hysterical. Bravo. We can read it amongst ourselves and move on.
It's on Facebook, stupid.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's on Facebook. I'm not putting it in our fucking chat.
Where he commented, you wizard.
I'm one of three.
I don't even get it.
Kevin, it's a 50-cent word. Let's move on.
So he was pulled. And then we'll just stay in the realm of ridiculousness. Nia Jax was on the Renee Paquette podcast. The oral sessions.
Oh,
and, and I think she got a call to the Rumble, and she essentially was like, no, I'm not coming back to the Rumble. And I don't know if that's not necessarily the story, but then she kind of went on social media and the rumors were part of the reason why she was let go was because of she didn't want to get vaccinated. And she kind of went on a little tirade on, and she was like, if you think all your favorite sports heroes aren't buying fake vaccination cards, you're out of your mind. And she kind of went on a little rant. So she's having a good time now that she's free to say and do whatever she wants.
Well, I'm sure the fact that she got fired or released, however you want to put it, had nothing to do with the fact that she kept injuring people and The Rock could only save her for so long. But that's my opinion.
So what? She's basically claiming that people in WWE are using fake vaccination cards?
WWE and beyond.
Beyond wrestling? What do they have to do with anything?
Not beyond.
That's what you can do. Dude, that's slander, man. That's borderline slander if you can't prove it.
She didn't say WWE. She just said, if you think your sports heroes, you know, she was very vague about it. That Squires is not wrong. Nia Jax's opinions aren't like most girls.
That really tickled Kevin's taint.
It's funny. It's a good one. Oh, boy.
Ooh, boo.
We have a pay-per-view that we have to pick this weekend. Unfortunately.
Oh, are you kidding me? What are we picking?
Are you serious?
Oh, is this Elimination Chamber?
Fucking right, it's Elimination Chamber, buddy.
Or is it Super Showdown Part 2?
Right now, it's Elimination Chamber, but I thought I saw something where they might change it to WrestleMania Elimination Chamber, something weird like that.
What?
Oh, fucking. What?
Well, do you remember last year when they changed Backlash to WrestleMania Backlash? But that's after WrestleMania. How can they do WrestleMania Elimination Chamber before WrestleMania even happens?
Oh, God. What are they doing?
What? I don't know. They dusted off old Dinosaur Goldberg.
Oof,
Oh God, who's he wrestling? Is he wrestling Lashley?
No, he's wrestling the Big Dogs.
Oh, are you kidding me? What the
fuck? Hey, it's the match we never got.
The match nobody needed. You know what it is, dude? They want Goldberg in Saudi Arabia, and Goldberg's got no problem going there, so I get it. Whatever.
Who wants it?
I just hope Roman Reigns is smart enough not to get put in a position where he might take the jackhammer. We all figured out what happened last time.
Goldberg, a jackhammer, and Roman Reigns.
I'm hoping they don't take the fucking title off of Roman Reigns.
You're hoping they do?
I'm hoping they don't.
You think that's an actual possibility?
Yeah, why would they?
Because it's Goldberg. Are you fucking serious? You really think it's that? Look, God. I'm with you, but it's the fucking WWE.
And it's Saudi Arabia.
It's not the first time Goldberg's could possibly walk out of Saudi Arabia with the title. He beat fucking The Fiend, didn't he? He beat Kevin Owens for the title at Elimination Chamber, didn't he?
Yeah, but not in Saudi Arabia.
So let's play this out.
It was Saudi Arabia when he beat the Fiend. Yeah, but not Owens.
So let's play this out. So Bobby Lashley is your champ on Raw, and if Goldberg beats Roman Reigns, he's your champ on SmackDown. What happens between Bobby Lashley? Does Brock Lesnar win the belt too in the Elimination Chamber?
God, this is making my brain hurt. Why are they flip-flopping these titles so much?
I told you, no one did it yet.
I know, but I could see that. You know why I'm aggravated, Kev? Because I think you're 100% right. I could see them doing that. Making it be about a title that had no fucking meaning to the feud anyway.
Now, I mean, we have to get Brock and Roman at WrestleMania, right? We have to, one way or the other.
What was wrong with doing a title for title? Like, what would have been the big deal? We did it a couple years ago with the women. Who gives a shit? They should have one world champion anyway.
Well,
we don't have one world
woman champion.
They could combine them too. You know what it is too? If you want to treat it where there's like, you know, not even different divisions, but different champions, treat it like boxing. You know, eventually guys unify titles and sometimes there's some bullshit and titles get split off or, you know, there's a number one contender for one belt and maybe not for the other belt. So, you know, you could always split it off down the line, but fucking make it for both belts. Why complicate this shit? It's just crazy, man.
Trying to digest that.
It's crazy. Like, look, I remember a time when Mike Tyson was the undisputed champion. He held all three major titles. I don't even know how many major promotions there are now. But at one point, he got into it with one of them. And he said, well, fuck this. I don't need this belt. And he fucking turned it in. That was that. Fuck him.
So, Tony, to your title versus title idea, the idea, reported from Uncle Dave, was that they're possibly looking to make it a title versus title stipulation, but plans change so frequently. So don't hold your breath on that.
Oh, I ain't holding my breath, but it is what it is.
But he thinks putting Lesnar over in the chamber and then having him face Roman Reigns if he beats Goldberg at WrestleMania.
Wait, what? Repeat that?
Go ahead.
Putting Brock over in the chamber and then having him face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania if Roman Reigns beats Goldberg.
I thought you said we're going to have Brock beat Goldberg at WrestleMania.
And you know what?
Please, no.
If you think about it, though, like that makes logical sense because then you have the Royal Rumble winner to deal with if we would have kept both of them as champions going into Mania because now you would have had a third person win that title shot, and that would suck so bad to have these two guys in a triple threat match with somebody else. So by having Lesnar lose to Lashley and then win the title shot and then beat Lashley for the title he lost, then it makes sense because now as the winner of the Rumble, he can challenge Roman Reigns for the title. So it kind of makes sense from a storyline perspective, I guess.
If we're going with the unification theory.
Yeah, of course, which I hope they do.
Because
I think the money's in the title for title, you know, like, and then we finally. So let me ask this, because I'm not sure. Is Heyman not with Lesnar anymore? Is that completely done?
No. He's back with the tribal chief.
So, okay. All right.
So here's what Elimination Chamber looks like. We have our Elimination Chamber match. Bobby Lashley defends against Brock, Seth Rollins, Austin Theory, Matt Riddle, and AJ Styles.
Okay.
Universal Championship match, Roman Reigns versus Goldberg. Raw Women's Champion, Becky Lynch against Lita. SmackDown Tag Team Champions, the Usos, defend against the Viking Raiders.
Ooh, all right. Something different for a change. Okay.
Oh, don't speak so soon, Tony. Drew McIntyre versus Madcap Moss.
Ah, main events. Main event anywhere in the world.
And they announced today there will be an Elimination Chamber match where the winner will challenge for the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania between Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Doudrop, Nikki Ash, and a player to be named later.
Oh, God.
Rhonda Friday night decided she was going after Charlotte.
That's right.
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
I like it, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Probably need... Bailey. Is Bailey healthy?
Ooh.
What's Sasha Banks' deal?
Ooh, Sasha. Yeah, good call.
Push them all out the way.
That's right. She's pushing.
You don't like my singing?
That was great. I enjoyed it.
Love it. I love your singing.
I don't know how she does her little move. Hey, what about Alexa Bliss? Boom. I heard she's therapy now with Mike Dell. No.
Oh, Alexa Bliss?
Yeah, yeah. I heard they're trying to get the demons out of her head, so she's going to therapy now every week.
Has Mike Dell been on TV?
No. I just threw that out there because of the whole Moxley thing.
So we will do picks over the weekend, and then me and Kevin will talk about them next Monday because Tony won't be here. But Tony stands at 7-5. Kevin is at 5-7. I'm at 3-9.
Oh, yeah.
The only man with a winning record right here.
That's right.
Nice. Lita makes her comeback, and she has to wrestle in a burlap sack. Well, you know, we're trying to change things over there, Mr. Squires.
I mean, let's be honest. Did you see her at the Rumble? It wasn't far off from a burlap sack anyway. Burlap sack. It's like a potato bag.
In fairness, Lita, I think, was dressed better than Ronda Rousey. What did she just pull some sweats out of her closet and be like, oh, I'm going to the Rumble today?
I kind of dug that, actually, because I thought the same thing, too. I thought it was just like, all right, it's Ronda in street clothes, but it actually was gear. So I actually kind of dug it.
You know what else I missed too? We'll get to see it probably as she wrestles more, where she gets the boy shorts on and she's constantly pulling them down in her crotch.
Who's that?
Ronda Rousey. She does that like 500 times in every match. Like, you know, she does like the MMA thing where she's like hitting her biceps and hitting her thighs, and then she always gives the tights a yank and a yank and a yank. I guess them shits are riding high. I don't know.
Got a yankety yank.
Yeah, that for some strange reason that bothers me when I'm watching a wrestling match and people are always fidgeting with their gear. And I think, Tony, that's something you complain about. So now I notice it and it really bothers me.
Like, especially like if somebody gets knocked down and they're supposed to be selling, but then they're tightening up, they're tying their tights. It's like, come on, dude, really? Just sell the move. You can fix your tights later.
I've noticed that with wrestlers with long hair, like when they're down, they'll like do the hair sweep.
Oh,
when they're down.
Kev, one of my pet peeves. I forgot who was doing it this week on one of the shows I watched. I was like, come on, dude. But you can let your hair stay in your face for a couple of seconds, can't
you? Like,
you?
If you're like, if you still have like the facial where like, you're just kind of like, oh man, what's going on? Then you got to like start seeing, then you could like play it off.
Yeah,
like
but sell for a minute, you know, like let people know that you're down and you're hurt instead of pull the hair back, tighten the tights, pull another one. You're down. You just fucking took a move and you're fucking pulling up your knee pads. It's like, come on, man. Seriously. Shit sticks in my craw. Worse than fucking wrestlers who are one-on-one and they're wearing almost the exact same tights. That bugs me.
Yeah, we've talked about that at nauseam.
Oh, man.
Like, it's like when Bob Backlund and Ric Flair both started at Royal Rumble 93. They're both wearing... They're both wearing the exact same shit. And Bobby Heenan points it out. Two world champions! And they're both wearing red!
Well, let's bring in our guests. Let's see what annoys them about the wrestling industry here. We have the SAT, the Mr. Jose Maximo, and Joel. I think Joel is just audio. Gentlemen, how are you?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Great. How are you?
Good. Hanging in there, you know?
Thank you.
How you fellas doing tonight?
Good, aces, man.
How's it going? What's going on? Good, man. I think Joel is supposed to log in too, right?
Yeah, he's. Looks like he's having an issue here.
Yeah, shit service.
Been there.
He's getting the spinning thing of doom.
Yeah, man. So what's going on, fellas?
He looks great.
Yeah. See that? Black hole.
I'm sure he's been called much worse.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we
hear you. Yeah, you're fine. Leah? Absolutely fine.
Nice. What's going on, guys?
Just another Monday night talking professional wrestling. I think more importantly, what's going on with you?
That's right.
Jose from the SAT. And hopefully Joel can jump in here when he figures out his shit situation over there.
Yeah.
SAT's riding high again. Tell us about this whole journey. You guys kind of went away for a little while. And now,
yeah, we've just kind of stepped away for a while. We got a little bored. And I don't know. It's one of those things where we kind of did get bored. We opened up a few wrestling schools around New York City, so we did that for a while. But we got interested in again. You know, I mean, it gets interesting with wrestling when they start to do the things we were doing back then. Right. And now it's a norm. So it's like, maybe we can come back and start rolling around with these guys again, you know? I mean, I'm in my 30s. It's not like I'm 50 years old.
Yeah.
You know, we can still go with most of these guys. Next, in 2 weeks, we go with the Briscoes again.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
It's so hard to believe, man. Like, you say you're in your 30s, but, like, my God, like, I feel like SAT is, like, ingrained in, like, you know, Northeast wrestling. Like, you guys have been around for a minute, man.
I know.
All over the place.
That's because we started when I was 15 years old.
it's just wild to think about, man. It's wild. It's been such a long journey for you guys.
It has been. It's pretty fun now. I mean, we're literally getting swamped with bookings. I mean, 15 years ago, we would have taken everything, been on everything and every weekend. And it's, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's like, no, dude, no, it hurts.
was there any specific moment when you guys realized, like, all right, we got to get back in this? Anything that just jumped off the page or like, we got to do this?
I just felt like, I mean, back then when we were doing stuff, I don't know if you guys are familiar with our work and what we've done in the past. We did a lot of stupid shit. And back then it was considered too much and too crazy. And what are you guys doing? And, you know, we legit had wrestlers and guys go up to us before matches and like, oh, are you guys going to do this? What are you guys going to do tonight? You know, don't put the SAT before us. Don't make them do the curtain jerk because then we're going to have to try to follow that. That's going to suck. It was a problem. And now it's not a problem because it's the norm. So this is why we try to take credit and, you know, self-proclaimed fathers of the style of today. Cause you know, I mean, you see us on TV all day long. Like you see a glimpse of something we've done. It's Spanish Fly, especially. It's like a suplex now, you know? So it's awesome though, right? Down the line when we're long gone, our history lives on. I mean, legacy's already there, but you know, we got the itch. We were like, we could compete, bro. We're still trained. We can still roll around. We can still run pretty well. We feel good. I feel really good. My body is great, actually. All healed up. You know, so we're like, let's give it another nice little run. Nice little tour.
There
he is.
Yeah, man. What's up, guys? What's up, bro?
Welcome, Joel.
What's up?
What happened to your internet, bro?
Bro, I don't know. I'm in Brooklyn. I don't know.
You in the office?
Nah, I'm in my kitchen.
There we go.
I'm in my kitchen with the... Go ahead.
No, what are you making? What's going on in the kitchen?
A whole Lego world.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
I do this shit with my kids.
Yeah, just be careful. Don't eat it all at once because that could really,
ruin your body.
Yeah, bro, I'm dying to get rid of it. Family dinner's in the living room right now. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure's ours.
Don't let those things end up in a wrestling ring. They hurt like a motherfucker.
I'm sure
they hurt them. Bro, I stepped on them before. They hurt.
Yeah, I think we all have, and then you watch some of the shit that they do when they do the Lego death match. I'm like, fuck that noise. You guys are out of your mind. I step on a Lego. I'm on the couch for an hour crying like a bitch.
Legit, bro. It's crazy.
You start looking around like to blame somebody and shit. It's like, what? The pain is crazy.
Fuck that. So Jose was telling us about your little resurgence. How's the transition been for you getting back in there? Y'all healed. I know, you know, the Briscoes are no walk in the park on the 19th.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, as far as our bodies, we've been training for about a year and a half before we even made our comeback. So, you know, it's a work in progress because we stopped wrestling about how long we haven't tagged, Jose, like 10 years almost?
10 years.
Yeah, so getting back into that, into the rhythm. The rhythm is nothing because I feel like right now, you know, it's exactly what where we left off. as far as spots and shit like that, you know?
No, absolutely, absolutely. Is it wild to see, like, I'm just looking at, you know, a bunch of matches you guys had back in the late 2000s. Are you surprised to see that a lot of these guys are still around at working at a high level?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like you told, he's talking about Briscoe, Loki, Homicide, them.
all of Christopher Daniels, fucking Moff.
Yeah.
Moff is still fucking out there crushing people.
Moff is the shit, bro. I love Moff.
Yeah.
Is he not the best smelling individual in the world?
Absolutely.
My God, bro. I don't understand. You ever seen them dance too? He could dance.
Oh, boy.
No, I don't know about dancing, but when we used to pre-pandemic, he's been to the studio before, and that couch never smelled so good its whole entire life.
I was just with Moff till probably about 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night. It was a good time, and there's never a dull moment with Moff. But you learn a lot too when you talk to Moff.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's the best, man. And I bet you he smelled good throughout the whole day.
Oh God,
for sure.
He just got finished with the main event. 2 seconds later, he doesn't even get in the shower yet. He smells like a garden, like a garden that doesn't smell.
A mean garden. He's a mean garden.
Yeah. It's like the garden meets like the Macy's counter.
You're legit. It's freaking roses, and he's so mean in the ring.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing to me, bro?
But man, we're excited though, Matt. We're excited to be back. We're excited that we got a couple of shows lined up with excellent lineup, as you know, and so you know, to really put us to the test.
Yeah, we got Briscoe's the 19th, and then we got Briscoe's again in March, right?
Yeah, winners take on the Hardys
and the Hardy Boys in March. And we got a few other dates in between. I forget. I think you know the dates. We got a few dates. We got the NYWC thing, Psycho Circus,
the Hall of Fame. Yeah,
the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame Psycho Circus. That's 29.
We got a few things going on.
But our main focus right now is definitely the Briscoes for the GCW show in Atlantic City.
Yeah, we're gonna tear the house down. Just so you guys know.
I don't even think that
it's was a no-brainer with them. This is what we call a no-brainer. You guys already know. We walk in and we've wrestled them so many times. It's disgusting. Like, remember that thing we did? The other thing? Yeah, the other thing. Exactly. We don't even name things. It's just right. Ridiculous how easy it is.
The other thing was crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. When back in Delaware, we used in between shows, we'll always somehow wind up at the Briscoe's house.
Yeah.
And we'll sleep over for weekends and weeks on end. If we had, you know, we were working legit, like Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and Monday we were off, but we had a show on Tuesday in Delaware somewhere. So we're like, let's just crash at the Briscoe's. We'll go over there, play on the trampoline, freaking wrestle in their barn. They had a ring in the yard and in the barn.
Yeah, they put you guys to work. They make you clean up chicken shit and all that stuff.
Not chicken shit. I think he shot a few, like a few sick chickens.
It was the garden of chickens when we went there. There was like 100,000 chickens.
Bro, it looked like WrestleMania of chickens. Like, it was crazy. You walk into the chicken house and like, oh my God.
You know, the craziest thing to that story is that when me and you walked in, the chickens were all quiet. And when the Briscoes walked in, all the chickens like popped to them. Like, at the same time. It was crazy.
It's legit. Some of the sweetest human beings on planet Earth, bro. So those are our brothers, bro. But we gotta do what we gotta do.
So you told me that when you guys decided you're gonna come back, that all your phone wouldn't stop ringing this and that from promotions and companies wanting to have you guys. Have you guys had any personal interaction with other tag teams that directly wanted to work with you guys, knowing that you guys were coming back? Was that a thing?
A few in the beginning when we first announced we were coming back, when we were on the way back, we had. I think guys got tired of hitting us up. Bro, we gotta do this. But you know, it was one of those things where we were like, we just want to kind of like ease in, ease into it. You know, we've done the freaking 70-day tours. We've done on the road for freaking 300 days. We've done that. We've been there. So we didn't want to get into that again.
Right away.
And legit, like you mentioned earlier, we don't want to get into matches with high level guys right away either, because you know, we're talking about the Briscoes here. They have not stopped.
Yeah.
You know, so to keep up is legit. You got to keep up.
Let me follow up with that. How many times while you guys were on your hiatus, while you guys weren't in the business, how many times were you guys lured to try to come back?
100 million times, bro. Like, by everybody. Everybody. A lot of times. You know how many FTR offers we got in? We have as we were leaving, the Young Bucks were on offers. They were like, yeah, we want to bring you down South Carolina to wrestle the Young Bucks, and we want to bring you down. Like, so many different type of offers. Back then, we didn't know. We knew who they were. They were starting to come up. This is years ago. But we were already kind of on the way out, so we really didn't have any – well, I personally didn't have any interest at the time to really go at it with anybody for a while, you know? When we're on the way back, we're open for business, bro. Against anybody.
So, Jose, we were talking before, and you mentioned the Spanish Fly.
What's
Matt? And you guys are wrestling. The style.
What's up, Tony?
What's going on, Joel?
How are you, Joel? I'm doing well, man.
You know something?
What's up?
No, I was listening to you.
Oh, me? Want me to ask a question? I could ask some questions. I'm sorry, Matt. You had a thought, or do you want to hold on to it for a minute?
No, I think Joel's legit. His internet is so lagged, it's catching up to it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I think so, bro. I think he's got. He didn't even realize Matt just asked something, and then he's like, "Yeah, Tony." Joel, just stay still. We won't even.
Know I said, "What's up to Tony?"
Oh, okay. Matt was saying something.
Why you want to talk to Tony?
Yeah, I think he froze again. I'm telling you.
I think Matt is gone.
Yeah, Matt left.
He's the host, though.
Yeah, Matt sucks. He's gone.
Fuck you, Tony.
Hey, gone. I'm right here, son.
Language. Shame on you. We got guests.
Is it me?
This is how we
roll. No, you're good. You're good, Joel. No, he's good.
What's up, Matt?
No, what's up? All right, so anyway, back to my question. You mentioned
Kev,
before...
what's going on?
Holy shit.
I feel like we got to do like a Brady Bunch, like look up at the like down there. Like, what's up?
We're having fun with these guys, man. These guys are cool. Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, he's got. Wait. All right.
That's the other way.
There you go.
It's this way, this way.
Hey.
All
right. Now that we got rid of the dead weight.
Yeah. Been tired of carrying him for so many years.
Now that we got rid of Marty Jannetty. But you had mentioned everyone wrestles your style now. Did you guys know back in the day that like you were laying the groundwork to changing the wrestling industry?
No clue. It was more of trying to, well, we definitely knew we were trying to change things, and we just wanted to be different every single night. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to keep up with a lot of the stuff we've done, because we've done moves that we don't do for a while, and then all of a sudden we just pop up and start doing them again, and like, oh, this guy did it. Oh, we did it first. I got videos. You know, like, but I haven't done it in 5 years, so it doesn't matter. You know, it's one of those things that we didn't realize what we were doing that back then. Now we started to see it. We're like, oh shit, we inspired a few people. We didn't realize we were inspiring anybody. We just wanted to try to kill it every night.
Yeah, are you surprised at the reaction? I'm just going through your Twitter, and your Twitter handle is going across the bottom of the screen now, at Real Joel Maximo, and then at Real Jose Maximo, whenever Joel decides to join us. But, man, when they announced GCW, SATs versus the Briscoes, like, you know, the Christian Blakes and all these young up-and-comers, like, you guys have such a fingerprint on the wrestling industry. Does it humble you? Does it give
absolutely
you, make you guys want to do more? Is that part of the fire and desire to get back in there? Because look, you could get back in there and you could wrestle a couple of kids from wrestling school. You guys are gonna wrestle a fucking Briscoes twice with the possibility of the win of you wrestling the Hardy Boys.
I know, it's surreal.
That's crazy town.
Yeah, like, you guys
must be all fired up.
Absolutely, bro. We're excited, man. I mean, this is what we wanted to do again. You know, we wanted to do a good run, a nice run. Things that make sense. Matches that make sense. Matches that leave, again, like you said, imprints all over again. And hopefully we can inspire and on the way, lift up some of the younger guys and bring them up and, you know, put them over. There's a lot of good wrestlers out there, bro. It's crazy how, I mean, there's a lot of talent out there. We see certain kids. I know a kid named, you ever heard of Joe Lando? He's from England. But he's on my Twitter, and I think the kid's fantastic. He's coming up. I don't even know if you guys know who he is. I'm not even sure if he's even known. But he does crazy shit that reminds me of Red. But he's right. Innovating in his own way. That was the thing with us. I never wanted to do anything that anybody else was doing. We obviously got inspired by things in Japan and Mexico. We did a lot of lucha and, you know, mixed it all up in a bunch. But most of the stuff we did was trying to innovate our own style, our own flair, our own thing. And yeah, man, we're humbled. Absolutely, bro. Cause this is crazy. Every single night, every television program, they kept the name Spanish Fly. You know what I mean? Like, we're doing a documentary right now on Spanish Fly. It's an independent documentary. And all the wrestlers and everyone who came across the move down the line, we got Ali on it. We got, Mi Mascara, like a whole bunch of wrestlers, luchadores down the line, down the list. You all. It's crazy how they all just, you know, Ricky Marvin to Juventud Guerrera to, you know, legends just talking about how we inspired them. It's crazy. Like, it's nuts.
So when you take a break from the business, as you guys have, you said you started wrestling schools and all that stuff, but you've clearly kept your pulse on the current scene of companies like GCW and maybe companies like House of Glory or all this stuff.
House of Glory, hands down, because that's family.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, we've been out of the picture completely, but House of Glory, hands down. That's family. That's my cousin Red, one of my best friends that I grew up with. We were 6 years old. Brian XL, the owner, we grew up together. So we always keep touching. It's one of those things where we watch the matches, watch the show. Sometimes I call him and be like, yo, brother, that was good. Or, yo, bro, that sucked. It's the opinion. You know how it is. Like, it's just regular dudes talking about regular stuff. And what they got going on over there is fantastic, yeah. Bro. Like, it's so, again, it's the flavor that we bring. It's just different. They want to do things differently.
I had a good run of going to, like, for, like, a good year, I went to every House of Glory show at Amazura. Like, for, like, a good solid year. And I'll tell you what, they do a really good job there. I haven't been in a while. I'm getting older, so I'll try to make it back.
You gotta make it out there, man. Sometimes I'm back there, bro. I'm just hanging out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm probably gonna go to the next one after the 12th. I can't make it to this one. I think it's Saturday. But I'm gonna go to the next one for sure, just to hang out.
It's not a terrible trip. I take the transit to Penn, and then I take the LIR to Jamaica, and it's literally right there.
Yeah. You are on Long Island?
No, I'm in Jersey. But
oh, me too.
But I'll take the train. I'll take the transit to Penn.
Yeah, it's easy. And it's not bad. To Jamaica, get off and you can walk there.
Yeah, exactly.
A few blocks. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. So that's good. Man. That's good stuff. So is there anyone, would you ever consider going, are you going back there at all? Is that a possibility?
We're not at liberty to discuss that right now.
Oh, shit.
Fair enough.
There's a lot of stuff in the works, man. There's a lot of things that we're going to be doing soon, but. You know, little by little, bro. Just, I don't want to blow the load.
I hear you.
Nice and slow. That's what she said. And GCW are doing big things. Yeah. GCW is definitely on route, I feel like, to be one of the main companies in the United States.
Yeah. If they're not already there, you know?
Yeah, I feel like they already are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they're definitely competing with everybody else. For sure.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but the guy who's sitting above you right now, at least on my screen, Kevin, actually had a tryout with Jersey All Pro many, many a year ago. I wonder if you ever had the chance to get into the ring with Kevin.
I did too.
Oh, did Matt.
You don't matter. Kevin's got
there for that. No, fuck you. I matter, you son of a bitch. Fucking act like I'm like some fucking.
Yeah, but we have proof Kevin was there. Kevin's got a picture with his wife beater on.
That's awesome. What happened?
This sucks. With my phone.
Yo, go outside.
I guess it's the area. It's raining outside, and this shit's like outside. It's raining, bro. It's raining outside.
It's raining. Shit.
Oh, well, that's what happens when you try to do your interview on a flip phone.
Yeah, bro. I'm trying to do it right. I'm on my desk. Look, Kevin's out now.
No, that's
the picture. I should have done it on my laptop, right?
That's the picture of Kevin at his Jersey All-Pro tryout.
Yes! Look at that. It's Bayonne, bro.
Yes. Yeah. So we were there for that Jersey All-Pro Tough Enough thing that Jay Lethal actually ended up winning.
Nice. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, that you can tell Matt and Kevin.
I think it's the Lego.
That's the building where Monster Mac was infamous for slamming kids against the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
The Bayonne building. Remember the Bayonne building for Jersey All Pro? Yeah, you froze again.
Headphone?
We got a GoFundMe for Joel's internet. So if you want
we gotta get him Verizon. You got Verizon?
I don't got Verizon.
They probably don't even run in your area.
So, Joel is like me for the last 6 months of this podcast. I had the worst Wi-Fi ever.
Yo, Joel's on Boost Mobile.
Can you hear me now? No, that's not Boost Mobile.
Where is it? What's going on with your internet? It sucks right now.
It really does. It sucks.
You don't got where's your laptop? Is that?
No, my kids are using it.
There it is.
I got that. Yeah.
Well, what's so the mobile slogan? Where you at, dog?
Where you at, dog?
Where you at, dog?
The whole city's behind us.
The chirp.
Yeah.
The next house?
Yeah.
I feel like that right now. I really feel like that. I feel old as fuck.
Joel, if you want to try just doing audio, you could kill the video feed. That might help.
Uh-huh. Just do the audio.
Yeah, you're right. So where do I go? The cam?
Stop. Can we shut his video for him? Can we do? Oh, he did it.
Now?
There we go.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, great. We don't have to see your face anyway.
Ah, thank God. Yeah, you guys would have had nightmares tonight. Just thinking about Spanish flies and a whole bunch of shit.
I already
bro, let's see if we can pull off Spanish bomb on Mark or something.
Everybody who we call, everybody's afraid of that move.
I know they're a little terrified.
They're terrified of everything we call out. To be honest,
that's true. This is true. I remember the first time we called out Spanish fly, they were like, "What? No, yeah, no chance."
How do you guys feel? Full circle, SAT from the beginning with Ring of Honor. And now we've seen kind of Ring of Honor's future being questioned. Like, is this full circle for you guys? You started with the Briscoes and SAT. Obviously, everybody knows they were there for the first show. And then you guys were there from the very beginning. And now here we are 20-something years later, and you guys are in GCW. Has the importance of that or the meaning of that dawned upon you guys yet?
Absolutely. I mean, we actually did math, right? And we wrestled the Briscoes. We wrestled the Briscoes. What is it? 23 times?
Yeah.
No, sorry. 16 times. 17 times, right?
14, 15, 16. 16 times.
16 times.
16 times in our career, yeah.
It's ridiculous. And that's not counting the shows we can't remember. I see tapes sometimes. I'm like, when did we wrestle there? Or Idaho somewhere. We wrestled Briscoes? Oh shit. We wrestled Quiet Storm there too. I didn't know. I forgot. We did so many shows and so many indies, it's ridiculous. They lost in the shuffles. But what we can remember from, we wrestled them about 16 times and we beat them 7 times. They beat us 7 times and we had like 3 draws.
Oh shit. A lot riding on this match.
Yeah, this is like the rubber match.
So thoughts on them going into, and I'll direct this to Joel because he can't see us, so I'll just let him know. Yeah. Thoughts on the Briscoes entering the Ring of Honor Hall of Fame as the first announced inductees?
Man, that's the right move. I those boys been there, like you said, since day one, and they never left. They when I think of Ring of Honor, they're the first ones I think of right off the top of my head, because a lot of guys went in there and left and came back and left. The Briscoe stood, you know?
Yeah.
I think that was the right choice. And they deserve it. Fuck, those boys deserve everything that's coming to them. Even that beatdown that we're going to give them 2 Saturdays from now.
GCW, February 19th, Atlantic City.
That's it. Love the plugs.
I love talking to you guys. You guys are fucking
listen,
cool, man.
This is facts, right? They deserve it. They deserve everything. I mean, come on. They wrestled everyone and everybody. They beat everyone. What are they, like 12-time Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions? It's ridiculous. Unheard of.
13 times,
whatever. They're the current Ring of Honor champions right now, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And Ring of Honor is supposed to be making a comeback in May?
Uh-oh.
April.
Mm-hmm. April?
April 1st in Dallas.
Yeah, so after we beat the Briscoes here, we'll go wrestle them in Ring of Honor and take those tag team titles. And then we'll go take those trio titles. Technically, oh, it was a match. We beat them. The last time we were in Ring of Honor when we wrestled the Briscoes in Ring of Honor for the last time, we actually beat them for the number one contendership for the tag team titles. But, you know, politics got in the way and bullshit got in the way, and then we were not in Ring of Honor anymore, and we never got to get our title shots. So technically, they owe us a title shot.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah. I mean, what's right is right. I mean, we did make up Ring of Honor. You guys want to know the story? I'll tell you right now.
Oh, man.
Give it to us. Story time, baby. Let's do it.
You know about it? Let's go. Let's talk about it. You could ask Red. You can ask Brian Excel. I mean, they'll vouch for it. You can ask Joel. We were on the road with the SAT. Have you ever heard of that tape?
It's interesting.
RF Video.
High spots.
No, it wasn't High Spots. It was RF Video.
High spots got the tape, though.
Okay, High Spots got the tape now. But RF Video was used. He filmed on the road with Super Crazy and Tajiri. Then he did on the road with whoever. And then he was like, you know what? With Rey Mysterio, whoever it was at the time. He goes, let's do on the road with SAT. Let's do it. We did a whole tour. We did like Turnbuckle Championship Wrestling for Dusty Rhodes. We did Down South. We did Puerto Rico. We did a whole bunch of things. It's all on tape. It's all on the video. On the road there, we talked about what we told Rob Feinstein and Doug Gentry at the time, rest in peace. He was like, bro, why don't you guys just open up a wrestling company? This is legit.
That's a fact.
This is facts. I'm not even joking. And he was like, you guys have all the connections. You know everybody at the time. You deal with wrestlers all day long. Just open up a wrestling company. I mean, like, you know every single wrestler. You have all the contacts. This is before the scandals and all the bullshit that happened. But, you know, he's like, well, maybe we will. I'm like, you should. You definitely should open up a wrestling company. And, you know, they came back and they're like, you know, we're opening up a wrestling company, blah, blah, blah. We're going to call it Ring of Honor. That's freaking awesome. You know what you should do to the canvas? You should split it in half like old Japan and do something out here just like that. And they did. So technically, we made up Ring of Honor.
Wow.
Oh, by the way, turnbuckles, our idea. Facts. This is facts. I'm not just trying to take credit, bro. I'm just speaking for. I don't care. I don't want to get money. I don't want to get paid. They do Spanish Fly. They use our name all day long. We don't get paid for that. I don't care. It's legacy. But the fact is,
Jesus, Jose,
we came up with the ring. We came up with the canvas. We came up with the idea of running that company in Philadelphia. Ask about us. This is facts. I mean, you can verify with Rob Feinstein if he still talks to anybody, or you can verify with Red or Brian. They were there. Chris Devine, Quiet Storm, they were all there. Taka Michinoku. We toured with him too in Puerto Rico. He knows. He was there.
Oh, he's on speed dial for me.
Yeah,
you guys went to Japan, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever eat the raw horse?
Not the raw horse, but we ate horse. It's disgusting.
We had Lance Archer. Lance Hoyt was on the show, and he would not stop talking about how good raw horse is. So anytime we have a guest who's been to Japan, I have to ask.
So,
I have to.
So what? Carino, Steve Carino, and C.W. Anderson, they took me and Jose out to that was our first tour in Japan with 01 Pro Wrestling, and they were like, "Oh, we're gonna take you out to eat beef and rice and whatever." And they took us to what the fuck is that steakhouse?
Ribera Steakhouse.
They took us to Ribera Steakhouse, and then They're feeding us all types of meats, and we didn't know what the hell it was. It was pretty good. At the end of the night, they were like, "Well, you just ate kangaroo, you just ate cow tongue, and everything that's eyeballs and a whole bunch of shit,
horse, all kinds of stuff."
So that was like their way of ribbing us, and then my way of just staying in the hotel.
There he goes.
Oh, no.
There he goes.
So, it was so bad, he left.
We lost you. You there, Joel?
Come on. I'm off the cam. I'm here.
All right, good. Get off the camera.
Off the cam. On the cam. Off the cam. Come on.
All right, yeah. So that was their way of ribbing us. But it was pretty freaking good, bro. That kangaroo steak, I got to say, bro. If you guys ever out there in Japan, yeah, go to Ribera Steakhouse.
Nice.
If it's good, I don't know how it's really a rib, right?
I'm like, but the horse was disgusting. Just throwing it out there. It tastes like rubber.
Rubber? When the rubber hits the road.
It's pretty disgusting.
Tony, you were very excited to talk to the SAT, and I kind of feel like you've been very quiet over there. What did you want to talk about over there, Tony, before?
Legends, Jersey All-Pro, ECWA. Cyberspace, my God, you guys have been everywhere. What was it like? What was it like wrestling all these places in Jersey? I feel like when you guys were just starting to break in, it was kind of like where this whole like older guard of guys who made names for themselves were not necessarily on their way out, but like they were already further on in their careers. I'm talking about guys like, you know, Devin Storm, Ace Darling, Cheetah Master, Don Montoya, like all these guys. You guys ever have any history? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I love those guys. Those are the, you know, that's the come up guys. We came in underneath them, even the Black Nature Boy. Love them. Yeah, bro, these guys paved the way for everyone. You know what I mean? Independent wrestling is so interesting. Look at Jaws double dipping somehow.
Yeah, I want to see. I want to see how many times he adds himself. I can only.
Matt, I am so sorry, Matt. I'm like, oh, bro, listen, I'm so old school. I'm new to all this shit. I don't know what's going on here.
Dude, we're having a good time over here.
Yeah, man. Dude, no worries at all, man. This is awesome.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Why Yakuza Radio?
It's not Yakuza Kick. Radio.
Shining Wizard. Why Shining Wizard podcast?
Because we just thought it was a funny play on word. Like, you know, like the Shining Wizard was a move that, you know, especially back when we started, like it was a thing, but it wasn't really a thing.
I couldn't hear.
It was.
He didn't hear me at all.
Ask the question. I'll tell him later on.
No, so I just thought
Shining Wizard is probably like one of my best moves.
Yeah, but like I thought it was like a play on words, like, you know, like the Shining Wizard. Well, why can't we be the Shining Wizards? You know,
that's amazing. I love that. I love that.
Yeah, you know, I can't hear Tony, and I can't hear Kevin either.
I think you should just try to sit there.
Yeah. You know what? That's what I do in the ring, anyways.
Yeah.
So you are the Marty Jannetty.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what? While you were gone, Jose said he threw his back out trying to carry you around so much.
So many years, bro. Hurry. Now I'm carrying two of them. Carrying my youngest brother, Wilson, now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Will.
It's crazy.
I think we might have been better off getting Will on here. He probably
definitely not great service.
They should have got Willie in here, bro. Yeah. I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry.
You were embarrassed.
You gotta rib you, bro. It's part of the gig. You get around anybody dealing with wrestling, you're gonna get ribbed. That's
Matt, you're gonna make me step up my game, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, get some good stuff. I was trying to do it right. I got the microphone, the whole thing, you know? Trying to get
professional
little headphones.
Professional,
right?
Look, I can see
you look professional. I feel so unprofessional, right?
Nah, they.
I can't see. Joel don't even have a picture. He's just like, it's like one of those things on Twitter with a little egghead. He's not a real person.
There he is. There we are. Joel is the freaking mastermind of SAT. These are facts, right? So I go to, when we go in locker rooms and we talk about our matches, don't ask me anything. I don't know shit. What are we doing? Talk to Joel. Go to Joel. What's next? Ask Joel. He'll tell me because I'm not.
I was always I was always a fan of Dragon's Gate. You know Dragon's Gate, right? Toriumon. So when I used to see them put matches together, I used to just boggle my mind. I used to come up with, man, I just think of spots. That's what I do.
Every scramble match in Ring of Honor history. Every scramble match.
Yeah, well, you know that. Honor,
he called that out.
Was me.
This is a
yeah.
Fact.
Well, we created the scramble matches and the Tower of Doom.
This is a fact too.
Holy shit!
No, every scramble match. Gabe at the time he was running the booking, and he'll go up to Joel, be like, "All right, Joel, you got Special K, you got these guys. You know, it's gonna be a four versus four, whatever it was. We had crazy ass matches. The Boston ones was ridiculous, right? It was like 15 guys.
Mm-hmm.
And even at Queens Boulevard was 14 guys. It's insane. No one could think of that. I was like, yeah.
You guys were part of that first anniversary main event, right? Where it was like,
yeah,
fucking 10-on-7 or some crazy shit like that.
It was insane. So it was many exactly guys, that. Bro. And was, for some reason that day,
yeah,
every single guy was off. Everybody was off their game that day, bro. It was terrible. We kept botching spots. Imagine 15 guys in the ring, right? And they're all doing spots, and one spot gets botched. We're used to that, right? All right, whatever. Second spot gets botched. Third spot, fourth spot, fifth spot. It just looked like crap. By the time it was like the sixth spot, I was like, yeah, I'm done. I just tell them to roll out, go home. Let's just take it home. This is terrible right now. Don't even dive. They're screaming, you effed up from the beginning. We haven't even done anything crazy yet. And yeah, no good. Gabe was so mad that day. Oh, and then he goes up to Joel. He's mad. Joel, what happened? Blah, blah, blah. How can I control 15 guys? I can't.
That's what the fuck I said. Yeah. You expect me to control 15 guys.
Yeah,
and then two of the guys being Monster and Mafia. Like, who's going to control the hit squad? Like, and then they were raging that day. And I was like, oh, no, hell no, man.
Yeah, he was like, yo, Jose, why don't I grab you, bench press you, and throw you to the steps? Because in the Elks Lodge, it was a stage, and then the steps coming down the stage. He wanted to dart me to the stairs by the stage. I'm looking at Monster Mac. I'm like, seems a little unsafe. Even for us. I mean, like, work with me here, you know? Like, there's no way of blocking. I can't do anything. I was like, yeah, I think. Can we skip that? And he was like, all right, forget it.
If you work in a match against us and we feel like it's unsafe, then that shit got to be crazy.
It's a problem.
Because if we feel that's unsafe and everything we do is almost at that edge. So imagine if we say no to it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Boston was pretty bad. Boston was crazy. That was a good match.
All right.
Good matches.
We did. And now the 19th, we're gonna live up to it. We're gonna tear it up with the Briscoes.
Yeah, we got some sick ideas.
Oh, cool. Baby.
I can't even begin to explain this shit we're about to do. You know, Mark and Jay don't even know about it yet. That's what's
I'm sure they'll find out, I guess, right? Let me ask you guys. I ask all the guests this because I'm a weirdo.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no.
Gotta ask. Gotta give the people what they want.
Oh, boys. I'm sorry.
When was the last time you guys shit your pants?
In the ring, I never shit my pants. Thank God.
No, not
no, in general, in life.
Just a good general shitting your pants story.
Shit my pants story. It had to be. Damn.
If you have to think that hard, then it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah. I was probably like in fourth
grade. I remember one time in Brooklyn, I was walking home. I had to take a shit so bad. It was so bad. You know who was with me? Brian XL. Nice. And I had to shit so bad. And I was like, dude, I'm three blocks away from the house. I can't make it. And in Brooklyn, in the Ridgewood, Brooklyn's weird because you have Ridgewood in Brooklyn and it's like borderline. So they have the little houses with the front bush, the bushes in front of their in their front lawn to separate as a fence. I'm like, all right, I got to take a bad shit. It's like DEFCON shit, like legit. I got to go right now. So he's like, what do you want me to do? Like, you got to take a shit. You got to get home. I'm like, I'm not going to make it. So what I need you to do is see if you can see if they, you know, they put those the coupon newspapers in between.
in between the fences.
No, you did not.
Go find this is real life. Go find me the coupon. Some poor bastard must have woke up in the morning. I went into the bush and I squatted one into somebody's front lawn.
Oh my god, dude.
I had to go. And I you know, when I was done the next day, I wrote a little note. I'm sorry I shit in your yard. No. After there. The next morning.
All right, so here's the question though.
Yo, that's wild, man. That's a crazy question.
No, well here's the follow-up. Did you go and just write the note and leave the shit?
I have to leave the shit so he knows what the note's for.
What do you think? He was gonna take it home?
Well, I mean, wouldn't the better thing to do just be to remove the shit?
You can hear him.
Come on, man.
I left him the note. So I was like, I shit in your lawn and I apologize for it. Here's the note. Now he gotta clean the note and the shit.
Yeah, but exactly. You just double banged this dude.
I know. Poor bastard. I was really young. 8 years ago.
Wait, did you wipe with the note? You said he had to clean the note too.
No, I cleaned with the newspaper thing. As much as I can. Then I went home and took a shower, threw my clothes out. This is disgusting stuff we're talking about. Matt, what are you doing to me, bro?
Wait. Did you use like C-Town coupons to wipe your ass?
I did. C-Town, freaking ShopRite, all that shit.
Now, wait. We got to move on. Wait, Joel said he shit his pants. You said you shit your pants in fourth grade, man. I got to hear that story. Were you in class? Like...
I know for a fact Sabu shit his pants.
I read his book.
he was telling Mikey, watch the shit. Every time he kicked him, watch the shit.
Where hasn't Sabu shit?
Yeah, he shit everywhere.
Yeah.
So, Joel, what'd you shit? You shit in fourth grade?
Come on. Did Moff ever tell you guys his shit story?
Who?
Moff?
Moff?
No.
Oh, no. I don't know. I won't say it then.
Yeah, don't. I don't.
No. Come on.
Now you have to say it.
Yeah, bro. You open the door. Come on.
I'm not dealing with that nonsense.
Like, yeah, me neither. I'm out.
Throw me through a wall.
Yeah. I'm out on the Moff story.
So what are you guys, what's the ultimate goal in 2022 for the SAT?
That's a good question. I mean, as far as
get Optimum.
That's one.
Get RCN or whatever you got in Brooklyn.
That's one.
I'll get Optimum. Go ahead.
By the end of the year, I feel like we'll be Ring of Honor champions. GCW champions.
Signed to one of the big ones.
Yeah, probably go and do a quick little year tour or something. I don't know.
Is the NWA Crockett Cup something that interests you guys?
Ooh,
yeah. I mean, are we allowed to talk about it?
Yeah,
talk about whatever you want, man.
He's not asking.
I think he was talking about Joel.
Nah, he's asking me. I know.
No, Homicide said something to you about that, right?
Oh fuck!
Yeah, that they spoke about us last week in a meeting. Ooh. I think Simon Diamond's the booker now.
I think somebody actually wrote to me. I haven't. I'm terrible at Twitter.
I would love an opportunity at the Crockett Cup, Matt.
Yeah, it's nice.
I think it'll be good for us to, like, you know, do some shows at NWA. That'll be nice.
Yeah, we want to take what's his guy's name? Shane. What's his name, Joel? The trio guys.
Shane Taylor?
Shane Taylor's promotion. If you see me in the streets, it's on and cracking. We're taking those trios. We're definitely taking those trios titles.
Nice.
They have no chance.
They don't have them anymore.
Yeah, you know they're not the champs anymore.
They don't have them anymore?
I thought they were the champs. Who's the champions now?
The Righteous.
Oh, the Righteous? All right, forget Shane Taylor promotions. Righteous. We want the gold.
See how out of the loop we are?
I didn't even realize they lost the belt. They lost the belts at the final battle?
Yes.
My idea. I didn't watch. All right. I saw the Briscoes match and that's it. We went to the Hammerstein Ballroom and we were at the GCW event just to
watch. Oh, no shit. So was I.
Yeah, we were there. Just to watch our boys.
Yeah, baby.
The Briscoes. Show love, you know?
Yeah, they got a raw deal with that with the pay-per-view
time. Yeah, the timing. Sucks, right?
Yep. Goddamn shame.
Yeah, you know what it is, man? Like, you're running a promotion. It's your first
time. I think people dig those boys no matter what, man.
Yeah, but
that's awesome.
You would.
I mean, they should have had more time, but
yeah,
That's how it goes.
That's one of the things that I think you just got to be careful with the end. It's happened to us. We were in TNA, and we used to do the pay per views, and we had 14 minutes or 15 minutes, and then when we're in the ring, they're like, "Yeah, take it home." What?
Take it home.
We just rolled in the ring. Take it home.
Take it home.
We ran out of time, and then we'll have to go and take it home on national television. Who knew?
Yeah, man, that's the perils of a traditional pay-per-view. If you're streaming, you might be able to squeeze out some extra time. It's no big deal. But when they give you like that 3-hour block, you're fucked. Look, it happened in WCW years ago. They missed an entire main event because of it.
Let me see. Mic only. Yes, mic only. You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead. Let it out. Tell us how you really feeling.
Who?
You.
Oh, I didn't hear the question.
It wasn't a question. You just said mic on, mic off, and then you went into the.
Yeah, I think when I shut off the camera, I get better reception.
Yeah, you do. So tell us something.
Tell you what?
Anything.
Tell us about when you shit your pants in fourth grade. Come on, man. Stop dodging
the question. I do want to wrestle the. If we're going to talk about who we want to wrestle, I definitely want to wrestle the Lucha Bros. I feel like those are our sons, and we need to prove that. And hopefully one day, sooner than later, we take on the Young Bucks.
I hope I'm not overstepping my boundaries when I ask this question. Any shot that you boys might be in Atlantic City Wednesday?
This Wednesday?
No.
Okay.
No, we won't be there Wednesday.
I didn't know how. I don't know how any of that shit works. You know, they tape dark beforehand, so you never know when the SAT is going to show up.
Oh, we'll be popping up. You're going to see us pop up everywhere eventually.
I love it.
We're taking our time.
Smart. Very smart.
Yeah, we're older. We're not doing 1,000 promotions a week anymore.
There you go.
You know?
Now, how do you feel about the state of wrestling now?
How do I feel about what?
The state of wrestling now.
The new blood, how they wrestling, how they showing their style, you know, the way they sell, the way they do things. It's way different than ours, than our generation when we're coming up.
Yes, 100%. The business has changed. I think it's more. I'm gonna fuck this up because I don't really speak English very well. All sizzle, no steak.
Yeah. Oh, right? I get that.
Right. You hit it right in the head.
That don't happen often, so enjoy that. Let it marinate.
I agree. What's crazy is that so we went to the GCW event, and you know, talented, I'm telling you, talented from top to bottom, these guys. But for some reason, I really enjoyed, this is legit, my favorite match of the night was
Joey Janela.
Matt Cardona and Joey Janela. Matt Cardona might be my new favorite wrestler.
Oh.
Yeah, he's making waves everywhere, man. He's popping up everywhere.
The kid, it's just the way, I don't know, because maybe I'm old school. I love the high flying. We this is what we do. I love the spots. I love the, but like you just said, a lot of sizzle and not enough steak. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's just. It's missing that story behind it, bro.
But you can tell,
Gringo Loco is on fire right now. He's a savage. I love that kid. That kid is a beast. You know, those matches, but there were in those matches, I guess, because they got to stick to the time, there's so much involved. There's so much. I just feel like sometimes it happened to us a lot. It goes right over the fans' heads sometimes. We're doing so much so fast that they don't even realize what just happened. Like, they can't react. They don't know how to absorb or even you know, like digest what just happened before something else is happening. And that's why I love the Matt Cardona match. It was a story from the beginning to the end. It was fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Hands down. 5 stars.
Yeah, love the match. Love the match up until the point with the fat guy and Swoggle. It was just too much.
That got a little messy at the end, yeah. But the match itself was freaking awesome.
He's in, I think I tweeted about it today. He's GCW. he's fucking, they hate him. He's doing great stuff there. The NWA, he's telling great stories. And now in Impact, he just started a whole nother complete character change where he's going full heel. Just fucking great shit. It's great shit.
Being himself. That's what's cool, bro.
Yep.
You just give guys a little bit of freaking leeway, bro, what they'll do.
He takes, you know, this is one of those guys that you appreciate because he really takes wrestling serious, you know. And I don't mean it like to disrespect any other wrestler out there. It's just a lot of, I feel like the reason why the SAT are back, why the Briscoes are still on top, why all these old school wrestlers are coming back is because the new style of wrestlers are not putting the cookies down, you know? you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's different. It's definitely different. I still enjoy it, but I do get upset. Like, what the hell was that? Even on television, it's like surprising the shit they do sometimes. Like, what are you doing?
A lot of times, Jose, we got to take in consideration that they probably felt like that about us, the old school guys back then. Remember, Kid Cash and Chris Hamrick, what they used to tell us, like, what the hell are y'all doing? And little did we know, we were shaping the new age of wrestling.
Yeah, innovators.
Holy shit. So it's our fault.
Matt, when did we talk to Chris Hamrick? We talked to him a while ago too, right?
I think we tried Chris on last year.
Yeah, another super talented guy.
He's freaking GOAT. He's the GOAT.
Yeah, man.
Who?
Chris Hamrick.
Jeez, Chris Hamrick's crazy.
Chris Hamrick is the man. Bro, he's so underrated, it's sickening.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
Any tag teams that are coming up that you guys know about that you guys think will be a great match for the SAT?
Yes.
Ooh.
You guys probably know them well, and I don't know if you've worked them because I honestly don't know how old they are. I mean, I know how old they are, but I don't know how long they've been around if you're passive across. First team that came to my mind is Private Party.
Sucks.
Private Party, we never worked them yet.
Yeah.
Private Party.
We never worked them yet, yeah.
They're young.
I would like to see you. Have you guys ever worked Rock and Roll
Express?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, not yet.
Oh, all right. Look at me. Look at me unintentionally fishing.
Cool.
Rock and Roll Express, not yet.
Oh, man, well, that'll be great.
This is unofficially.
Can we say it? Yeah. Oh, shit.
No.
No.
What? You just did, bro.
They didn't say where.
I want to come back to the show. I want to come back to the show with my fucking laptop.
Anytime.
And better Wi-Fi.
Yeah, man.
We got to get Red on here.
And Will before anything.
Yeah, Red's a great guy.
Yeah, we've had Red on a bunch in the past.
Yeah. I want to have him on all and Brian. Together.
Brian's done the show a bunch, too.
I love
that's
it.
That's cool.
That's my guy.
We've been around for fucking 10 years. I know you guys were gone, so you didn't give a
shit. Yeah, it's like a gap. It's like the blip. We were gone. We just came back. Hey, guys. What's going on?
You mentioned blip. I'm doing the MCU in order, me and my wife.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
When?
What do you mean? We're watching them now. Not like right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. No, they ain't ordering at this. I did it like 3 times with Elena. I watched the shit with my wife. I watched the whole series like in order.
Yeah, but in fairness, Matt and his
Disney
wife
Plus put it in order, so we watched.
They started their journey with Howard the Duck of all movies.
Now, let me talk, motherfucker. Let me tell you.
Matt was like, "I gotta see me some duck titties." That's what it was. He wanted to see them feathered titties. That's what it was.
Know, Howard the Duck was pretty perverted. Now that I go back and see it now, I'm like.
Yeah, dude, and like they marketed that shit was like a kid's movie, right?
Yeah. I'm like 7 watching this. Doug, what's going on?
Yeah, Leah Muppet Thompson's duck. In her fucking bra and panties in the bed with a duck.
What?
Yeah, but then she was Marty McFly's mom, dude. Come on.
Look, she wanted to fucking watch it because she was like, this ties in. I'm like, this has nothing to do with anything. Nothing. I know he shows up in a post-credit scene. I get it. But this is not... This story has nothing to do with Marvel. Fucking Leah Thompson, the fucking principal from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It was the dumbest fucking movie I've ever seen.
Jeez.
She's some,
You saw Leah Thompson.
I'm never going to watch it because I believe it.
Terrible. She, a duck falls from the sky, saves her from getting beat up. She lets him spend the night at his house, her house. The next day, they go to see some scientist who's Tim Robbins. Then she catches feelings for him. He says, "Fuck you, bitch," and he leaves. Oh, right? It's the weirdest thing. It's the weirdest movie. It makes zero sense. They know each other for like 3 days. It's the dumbest fucking movie ever.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
All right.
You made it even worse. Like,
dude, when was the last time you watched it?
Years ago, bro.
Watch it with adult eyes. You want to fucking poke them out.
No, I watched it like 10 years ago. I was a grown ass man. I'm like, look at
the in the house.
But you watch every MCU movie.
We're in the process. We're watching in order.
All right, nice.
Yeah, my son and I did that last year. We
good. That's awesome.
I'm a fanatic. I watched them as they came out every time. Like, I didn't miss anything. I didn't miss a beat. Me and my son.
So you've been watching series on Disney Plus?
I've actually just got through The Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Oh, dude, they're all fantastic. Fucking Hawkeye.
Sick.
Hawkeye is probably my favorite Avengers. So
what? I'm doing
character.
Hawkeye this week.
Dude, Hawkeye's fucking awesome.
And then I want to do the Loki. It looks fascinating.
Loki's a lot of fun, man. There's a lot of weird shit.
Hawkeye's the best one.
The Falcon and the Winter Soldier is sick.
Yeah, dude. And like the stories they get into with them and like whether or not he wants to be Captain America. It's fucking, I love it, dude. I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. Huh?
I can't hear Tony or Kevin.
All right, you can't hear anybody.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all of them, Jose.
Yo, he's ribbing us, right? Like he's messing. You know what? With us, right?
Are they going to the GCW show? I'm gonna have shirts for them. I feel terrible, bro.
Oh fuck! Maybe he's not ribbing us.
Joel, don't feel terrible. First of all, Tony never has anything important to add to any conversation.
Kevin does
drop wisdom, so you're missing out on Kevin's words of wisdom.
Yeah, you just missed everything he just said. Yeah.
Kevin,
I'm gonna play it on YouTube. I'm gonna see the freaking. Me like a jackass and listen to everything else.
Don't worry about it. I made us look good, like I always do.
Yeah, please.
No, man.
You guys are gonna be there though. Matt, you gonna be there at the GCW show?
No, I will not.
Oh, they just canceled. Okay. Oh, by the way, they just moved the ECU show back to New Jersey.
Yeah.
I work in the restaurant business, so the weekends are hard for me to take off.
There is no weekend.
I'm going down to Atlantic City Wednesday for Dynamite.
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, what a dick.
I'll see you there.
That'll be cool.
I just asked you if you were going. You said no.
I'm not going.
I'm messing with you, man.
Jose, where in Jersey are you? You said you're a Jersey guy.
I can't say it, but I'm in Jersey.
That's right.
I'll talk to you after.
Can't fucking say it. I'm in Morristown.
Bro, believe it or not, I'm not famous at all. I get fan mail to my in-laws' house. My mother's house is sick.
Good for you.
It's not good for me. There's people, you know, like, hey, man, I just want you to, you know, put your blood print on my, it's weird.
Oh, really?
On my blood print.
Get that money, bro. How about you get a lot of dick pics in your DMs?
Oh, boy.
I haven't got any, no, not yet. But you know what? My son's wrestling.
Does he get dick pics?
No.
That was a weird segue, bro.
Do the ladies send the, you know, woohoo shots?
Ooh, no.
Nothing?
No.
No titty pics or anything?
No.
Come on, man.
No.
Open the DMs. Open the DMs, son.
I don't get any DMs. Why is Kevin covering up?
Because Kevin gets all the dick pics for us.
He don't get that lucky. He only gets like, hey, sign this neck.
Kevin is covering his face. He's embarrassed.
At least once a week towards the end of the show.
Well, anyways.
At the end of an interview, they pull this, and it just freaks me out.
Our school is going to be opening beginning of next month in 6th Avenue and 39th Street, Manhattan.
Whoa. That's prime real estate right there.
Sweet.
Fucking A, dude.
Come check it out.
Yes, yes.
You guys come on by.
We will.
Maybe we could do your show at the school.
Fuck yeah.
We got a whole setup. We're gonna have a whole setup.
That'll
by the way.
That'll be awesome.
So it's cool.
That'll be awesome.
Is the Wi-Fi better than
it's fantastic. Wi-Fi is top notch.
And then Joel, I'm in my house.
I thought it was at the office. I'm like, you at the office? He was like, no. I was like, all right.
No, not in the office.
Matt Squire says
some free AOL.
Hopefully they mail Joel some free AOL CDs.
Yeah, right? Who wrote that?
Matt Squire.
I didn't know that. Awesome.
That's some old school shit right there.
I love that.
Yeah, and just to tie a bow on the tag team conversation real quick. Oh, no, it's not. That's the wrong
Kevin don't know what he's clicking.
Nope. These are some other teams.
To wrestle. Who's OGK?
Oh, Bear Country. We were supposed to actually wrestle Bear Country for Alaska Pro Wrestling, I think it's called.
Oh, with for WrestlePro.
Yeah, WrestlePro.
Yeah, Kevin. Okay.
So yeah. I was going to wrestle. We were going to wrestle. It just didn't work out. It's just the timeline was pretty bad. We were not really doing anything right then and there. And Kevin hit me up. He was like, hey, man, you want to come wrestle Bear and Country with your brother on Saturday? I know it's like 2 days notice, but I was like, no, we can't make it. He was like, no problem. That's Kevin. Kevin's nuts. He's doing good things too.
Yeah.
Well, our Kevin does a lot of work with that Kevin.
Nice. Yeah. I love Kevin Matthews. That's my guy.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, gentlemen, you guys have been absolutely fantastic.
No, thank you guys for having us.
Follow these guys on social media at Real Joel Maximo, at Real Jose.
Matt, thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you for
everything. We appreciate you guys. We'd love to have you back on anytime.
Absolutely, man. Let us know.
Better service for me. next time I'm going to be on point, bro. I'm so sorry. It's not Yo, Matt.
He's lying to you guys.
Tony. And Kevin, I owe you shirts, bro. Send me, inbox me where I can send these shirts to, and I'm going to send you guys shirts.
Right, we'll do a trade ski. I'll inbox you, and I'll see what we have.
Yeah.
And I'll get, because I got to go to the post office tomorrow.
Ooh. All right, brother. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you guys for joining us, man.
Bro, have a great night, fellas. Thank you so much. Bro. Shining Wizards.
Kick the Briscoes' ass, man.
We are, but they're probably going to kick our ass, but we'll try.
Nah, give it back to him, bro. You guys.
Bro, I'm going to Spanish fly Mark with a table on his back.
Fuck him. Yeah, do it.
Whoa.
What? Put him through that shit. Fuck him.
I'll talk to you guys, bro. Peace.
Bye, bro. Good, Jose. You well, brother. The fucking SAT.
Holy shit, bro.
That was awesome.
What a good time, man. What a good time.
Incredible.
What are you pulling hairs out of your arm? What the fuck are you doing?
I was looking at my Apple Watch.
Oh.
It did look like you were pulling hairs out of your arm.
Sorry, I was not pulling hairs out of my arm. My apologies.
It was the weirdest question ever, but it totally looked like you were.
Look, it looks like he's pulling shit out of his arm.
Yeah.
I'm fancy now, motherfucker.
You don't have hairy arms, do you, Matt?
Yeah, my arms are pretty hairy.
Yeah. It's rough.
You had to get them shaved and shit when you got your tattoos?
They usually shave you before they tattoo you, wherever you're getting your tattoo.
So, like, if I want to get my balls tattooed, they'll shave my balls for me?
Dude, speaking of that, my Manscaped broke.
You got to clean it once in a while, bro. You're fucking hairy like a monkey down there.
No, I wasn't even using it.
You can't because it's all jammed up.
Wait, did you charge it?
Yeah, I charged it. It keeps blinking. And then it's like bzz, 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 bzz.
You might have to get the blade replaced. That's all.
Can we get them to sponsor us so we can get free blades?
I'm pretty sure I got tons of free shit laying around here from them that is just taking up space.
Yeah, I may or may not have thrown out some things that I had laying around from them. I don't know.
I mean, they were great, but how many fucking blades for my? I'm not a fucking gorilla. My fucking hair is not all over. They send like, we'll send you some more free. I'm like, I don't need more blades. Who's shaving their balls every day?
I think I just left it in the shower too long. Like in the shower, just like on the thing. And I think the waterproof just didn't last that long. So
I don't know. And I don't know why I said gorilla. I don't know what's a hairy animal. I don't know.
Gorillas are hairy. Come on.
Pretty hairy, right?
Yeah. Why not?
Gorilla's hairy. Harry Henderson was hairy.
Yeah, he was more like a Sasquatch, Bigfoot type of deal, though, right?
Harry balls, Harry sacks. Harry
balls, Harry sacks. do we want to take a little break? I got to pee. I would like to get another little beverage.
Please.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we could do that.
No, we have to, Tony.
I'm dying. Boy.
I need another water.
Blah, 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 blah. What do we say?
Back after this.
We know you love shopping at Amazon, and we also know you love listening to The Shining Wizards. That's why you're hearing this commercial right now. But were you aware that you could combine the two, do all your shopping, and support the show at the same time? Well, of course you can. Instead of going to Amazon.com, go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and make your purchases the way you normally would. You're going to get the same great low prices, and a portion of whatever you purchase is going to go to support the Shining Wizards. How great is that? You, by purchasing anything that you normally would anyway, is going to support us. That's a win-win in my book. So from now on, when you shop at Amazon, go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com or click the banner on our website and do all of your shopping with the Shining Wizards.
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments.
Horns up, everyone. When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure every Friday to check out Radioactive Metal. Radioactive Metal is one of the longest-running podcasts on the interweb. And every week, we bring you a fist full of metal, including interviews with all your favorite artists, discuss all the metal news, and feature the best tunes on the air today. So grab a Lemmy, join your cool Uncle Snowy, and co-host Aaron in the pit.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Are you tired of being told what to think and believe by Hollywood elites and politicians who just don't care about you?
Tired of not getting the truth when you watch the news?
Tired of trying to figure out what pronoun to use?
Tired of mob mentality when all you want to do is think for yourself and make up your own mind?
That's where we come in. This is Justin.
And Vince.
Your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown.
We are a weekly anti-PC podcast bringing you entertainment and current event news without any spin.
If you want to truly stay informed on what's going on in the world, then give us a listen every Sunday, anywhere you get podcasts, at least till Zuckerberg and Twitter Jack deplatform us.
And as always, we're proud members of the Shining Wizards Network.
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Journey is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
What's up, wrestling fans? You want something awesome? Check out Wrestling Night in Canada here on the Shining Wizards Network. We're three Canadian metalheads uniting for the love of pro wrestling. Every episode, we go over all the latest news and special events with the odd unique interview as well. So grab a cold one and check out Wrestling Night in Canada, eh?
Are you tired of being uninformed? Together, we can change all of that. Experience a podcast like you've never heard before. You'll gain knowledge, have some laughs, because we believe this is the last AEW podcast you'll ever need. Join us every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. on rantemradio.com and Facebook Live. We can also be found on all major podcast forums as part of the Shining Wizards Network. So stop listening to inferior AEW podcasts and bring a new podcast into your life by joining us.
Join the Mark Order Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Mark Order Pod and on Facebook.com/Mark Order Pod. Don't forget to tag us on social media and use hashtag Join the Mark Order, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. My name is Thomas, and what's your name?
I'm Alan. Yeah. We're brothers.
That's right.
Yeah. Same mother and father.
Your room was...
Oh, we shared a room.
Shared a room. Thought I knew your face.
Yeah, we go way back, mate. Yeah.
We should do a podcast then.
We do a podcast.
What's it called?
The
Brocast.
Yeah, that was planned.
Yeah.
What do we do?
Well, we cover all different things in the world of pop culture. We're talking about comic books, we're talking professional wrestling, and we're talking about movies. Go back and watch classic retro wrestling events, the likes of WWE, WCW, and if you do like that, you can check us out on Apple iTunes, also on Podbean, Anchor, and on Podknife. Also, check us out on Twitter, at The Brocast. That's B-R-O-K-A-S-T.
It's all right. Good on you.
Yeah. Instagram also at The Brocast Podcast.
Remember, we don't spell it with a C. You spell it with a K.
Clearly, mate.
Take it easy.
Okay. All right. We're back, and we are going to take this time to thank those that support us over at our Patreon. And if you enjoy what you're listening to, you enjoyed the interview with the SAT, and you want more, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. There's a couple different tiers over there, and you can support us for as little as $1 a month. There's a $3 tier, there's a $5 tier, there's a $10 tier, and then there's a $20 tier. And we're grateful for any and all support that you can show. And if you can't afford it, please just spread the word. Tell people. We understand times are tough. Word of mouth is free, though. It costs nothing. So just tell your friends. Tell your friends you like the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. At this time, we're going to thank those that support us. We'll start with the queen of the Shining Wizards, Miss Kathy Hummer. Manny Carrazzo, the king of the Shining Wizards. The AOP of the SWP, Danny and Anthony Rusinello, Sean Toe, Sean Calejo, Kate the Great Hensler over at OnDeckIC.com. He's also part of the Fightful Friday Night Post Show, Tuesday Night Sour Graps, and Wednesday Night Mark Order Podcast. Excuse me, I'm very flummy. The Mark Order will not be live Wednesday night, as we will all be in Atlantic City. Maddie Grifo, no relationship to the KJG, Matt Mellinger, Christine Friesendorf, Mark Perloni. Happy birthday, Mark. Kenny Hawsey, the Scotch Drinkmore, Jay Kopp, the Big Copper Pump, Thomas Copps, the Mott Spock, Michael Hammond, Matthew Birch, Braden Bergren, the LeBron James of Elite Action Figure Collecting, Brendan Haney, Kerry Cowling, Ryan Schlong, Asian Joe, David Henry Bauer III, Roll, Mike Peterson, Rob Humphrey, and last but certainly not least, his pal Antonio Horseman makes experimental music at harvestmanrecords.bandcamp.com. The one, the only, William Mercier Jr.
Oh, crack my knuckles for this one here. Oh.
Jesus.
Lives are going to be in William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean?
Kevin, I know what you mean.
Oh, beautiful.
I know what you mean.
I love when people get me.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Not a lot of NWA or MLW.
You did not enjoy NWA this week?
No, some things I did.
Tony, let me ask you, because I watched The Power. I didn't watch the USA.
Power.
So The Power airs before the USA, right?
Yes.
Well, it's uploaded to YouTube before the USA.
Yes.
Well, USA airs Saturday live. Well, not live, but it's at a set time at 12 o'clock, I think, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So what's the deal with Sal Venaro? And why is he all so crazy with Sinister Minister and all this nonsense? Because that was kind of kooky to me.
He wants to be part of the Sinister Minister's family, so he's like doing all kinds of weird shit now, but he's still losing.
You think, here's what caught me off about this, is that in the studio presentation, do you think a storyline like this is like weird for like a studio thing?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. Because I was thinking like if this was like an Impact Zone or like a WWE show or even like a Performance Center thing, like there'd be more noise to counteract like father, like my father, like, and it just seemed like so weird to me. So
that might be. Yeah, that might be kind of like what they're going for. You're right. It does. It sticks out like a sore thumb, but I think part of the idea is to try to make it uncomfortable. I don't know. Your thoughts, Matt. What do you think?
I actually really enjoy Creepy Sal Renaro and what they're doing with him.
And I know I jumped ahead out of chronological order here, but I just it's fresh in my mind because I watched it today. So, but he threw like, why did he have to throw out four chairs in the ring? And where was his shoe?
So the story goes back. He had said if he would beat Judiah, if he could beat
Judias,
then he gets a TV title shot,
national
title shot. Ooh. But if he lost to him, he wouldn't challenge him for a year.
Okay, so right? That's why I thought that I thought Sinister and Judias were with him because they followed him out.
No, so the story in the last few weeks is that Sal is vying for Father Mitchell's attention. He wants to be part of the stable, but every time he's out there, he's losing. Okay. And Father Mitchell was there, I guess, scouting, watching, but he lost again, and Father Mitchell was disappointed. Also, I thought was super interesting was that Austin Idol came out to help Scion.
Yeah, I'm a big Scion guy now.
I like the character a lot.
He's a big boy and he can move and he's
fuck
good.
Yeah, he's a big boy. You don't realize it, but he's a chooch.
Well, when you don't religiously watch every week, you kind of forget like what people are about, and then when you rewatch and you see them again, you're just like impressed all over again. And you completely like enjoy what they do again. And Scion is one of those guys. And so I just, dude, like, and then just like the spot with like the, in Sal Renaro to his credit, that spot where he has to land on his butt on the hardwood floor, jumping off that table. Dude, that can't, oofa, oofa, moofa. Like, I did enjoy this match despite what I don't understand about Sal Renaro.
I'm curious to see what's going to happen with the whole Scion Austin Idol thing. We also got to see All Day Marche Rocket. He won. Oh, I forget the fella's name that he wrestled to, but he's been on quite a few times.
Give me a second. I have it right here.
Who? Tony, I had to take my mask off for a second. I had my earbuds out. Who?
I'm trying to think of who wrestled Marche Rocket.
You're thinking of Power.
Yeah, are we talking about Power?
Talking about
you're thinking about NWA USA.
Oh, am I? Never mind. Yes. Well, the main event, I mean, we got Mike Knox and Trevor Murdoch again. I thought the match was fine. I think the ending got a little twisted. Because, Mike Knox definitely kicked out at two, and I don't think he was supposed to. So then they kind of went to a quick small package, and he got the three. And then Zack Ryder was there, and they gave him more guff, and they beat him up, and Zach was posing with the belt and, you know, Matt Cardona, sorry, and all that good nonsense. And I think we found out for Power Trip that Matt Cardona's going to get a title shot. So we got that lined up.
New champ, baby. New champ.
I don't know about that, but, you know.
Belt collector.
Oh, he's doing good things all around. And I got no qualms with it. He's playing the dickish heel perfectly. He needs to get his comeuppance, which I think Trevor's going to lay on him. So we got something interesting to look forward to.
So I don't know if he'll get his comeuppance. I think we'll get a DQ or something like that, where Matt Cardona wins, but he doesn't win the belt, or Trevor Murdoch wins and he doesn't actually beat Cardona. Something like that. Because Cardona's like, and again, this is not me playing like Super Mark guy, because people that have been on the show for the last 3 weeks have been putting him over. So this isn't that. I just think he's too hot of a character right now. And now that he's also heel on Impact, which we'll get to, I think it's just silly to just have him lose any steam. But it's also silly to take the belt off Trevor right away as well.
Matt, I don't really remember if there's anything completely interesting other than the fact that Luke Hawks and Austin Aries had a match to move on to the Final Four in the junior heavyweight tournament on USA. I thought it was a great match. Austin Aries won to move on. But the big story of NWA USA is Matt's favorite new commentator for the NWA, Raven. What a steaming pile of dog shit. I know we talked earlier about maybe Brian Kendrick, you know. Dude, Raven was slurring too here, man. Holy fuck. I said it 2 weeks ago when I saw him. I wasn't crazy about him being there. I am definitely not crazy about him doing anything remotely on my television anymore. This was the drizzles, dude. Bad.
Yeah, the wrestling was good.
Yep.
Darius Lockhart beat Daivari to advance to the finals.
Yes, another good a lot of good matches on USA this week.
Yes, and Rocket beat Miguel Robles. It was pretty much a squash.
Yeah, but to establish Marche being with Church's money and all that stuff.
Right, which is fine. Raven, I was kind of interested when he was doing the thing with Tim Storm, like what's going on there. Dude, he sat in on commentary. Someone has to. It's not just us, right? Someone has to know how fucking bad he is.
All right. So what is it about the NWA where people just don't see how bad the people they put on commentary are?
That's a great question, Kevin. I have no fucking. I don't know why you couldn't just keep it as Joe Galli and Tim Storm.
Yeah. And where was? I mean, I get it. Tim Storm's supposed to be like the commissioner, but I don't know, man.
I might have been better. I would have taken Joe Galli and Velvet.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. Because Joe Galli could, like, I don't want to say keep Velvet in check because it sounds condescending. But at the end of the day, Joe Galli has the experience Velvet doesn't.
Right. He could navigate.
That's the better word.
Navigate. And he was trying to, but I think Joe Galli was in a spot where he's like, well, Raven's this guy who knows everything, so I'm just going to let him talk and just kind of like work. He needed to be like a Gorilla Monsoon where he needed just to come back at him and point out how stupid he was being.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? And he didn't. And I get it because it's Raven, but dude, like talking about Daivari's brother, like selling gas? Like what kind of references are you fucking making, dude?
The dad jokes were awful.
Like the drop kick. He's like, he landed on him for extra effort. And Joe's like, yeah, coming down, crashing on him. He's like, what do you think? Joey did it on purpose? It's like, what the fuck are you trying? Are you trying to bury everything about this show? That's all I felt he was doing was just burying everything. It was fucking terrible.
Yeah, I feel like that happens sometimes when you get like a vet that comes in and does commentary and just isn't really interested and is just kind of there for.
He was putting himself over, dude. It was horrendous.
Yeah.
To answer your question, Matt Squires, was the commentary more Johnny Polo than Raven? No, it was more Raven than it was
drunken, not paying attention Raven. And I'm not saying anything that he was drunk, but at some points I was just listening to him and it's like, he sounds like he's fucking slurring, dude. It was bad.
Johnny Polo was great as Johnny Polo as a commentator.
Yeah, because he probably gave a shit and was trying to get the product over it. Whereas here he was just fucking just dogpiling on everything. And it wasn't even like the matches were bad. He was just calling shit like fucking like really terribly. Terribly.
Terrible.
Yeah, I texted Tony Saturday afternoon like, Raven's bad, dude.
Yeah, and then I had to watch it for myself, and I completely concur. It was terrible.
So now does NWA do the same thing that like Impact does where they tape like hours at a time?
Yes.
All right. So let's just play this out as like Chung Chung, SVU, like, let's set the scene. Is it possible that this was like the tail end of his day and he was just exhausted? Wait, but he didn't do anything else though, right?
He was involved in with Tim Storm.
Yeah, like he talks to Tim Storm for like 30 seconds on a couple of episodes. Yeah. That's it.
Who comes out?
He did an interview with Markova saying that she's got a sugar daddy or some sugar shit. Daddy. It's just fucking bad, dude. I don't know. I got to talk to my friend Billy because his fucking company's getting away from him.
That's William to you.
Now, I am interested in this. What are they calling it? War.
Something? Yeah, like the teams of three, the war dance or some shit. I don't know.
I'm interested in that. Teams of three, eight teams of three, winning team gets $30,000.
I asked you, why is Jack Dane not with the end? Didn't they make a big deal that they just added him as part of the end?
So that kind of flew over my head because I had not watched the NWA yet when you asked me that. I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about. Like, when I watched the NWA Saturday, because I went back and I watched Power first, and then they did the promo, and it was like Paro yelling and screaming, and at the bottom it said the end and Rodney Mack, and I was like, oh, this is what Tony was asking me about now. I don't know. I don't have an answer.
I don't know. Well, that was the NWA in a nutshell.
So this is what Tony mentioned. It. This is what Power Trip looks like. Murdoch Cardona.
Yep.
Camille Taryn Terrell.
Dude, that's a what the fuck, dude. Holy fuck. I happened to stumble upon some Taryn Terrell from the TNA days, and she was serviceable. But I don't know what the fuck this is going to be. I'm sorry. Continue.
Chris Adonis versus Anthony Mayweather.
That should be a good match.
The OGK against the Fixers.
That should be a lot of fun.
I quit match with Nick Aldis and Tom Latimer.
Were you going to say Aldis?
Yep.
No, I was going to say Nick Adonis. Nick Adonis.
Nick Aldis.
Two out of three falls.
And Nick Adonis.
Two out of three falls, Colby Carino against Rhett Titus. Chelsea Green against Kylie Ray. And then Scion, Matthew Mims, Alex Taylor, and Rush Freeman, the ill-begotten, against Tyrus, Black G's, Jordan Clearwater, and Marche Rocket.
I feel like they're wasting Scion with stuff like this, to be honest with you.
Dude, the story is, and I think it's inevitable, I think Austin Idol's his father. I think that's the route they're going to go. And I think that's going to play into Scion taking the title from Tyrus, which is fine by me.
Fine, yeah.
Get the fucking TV title off of Tyrus. He fucking sucks.
He's a good talker in his way, but yeah, his in-ring is just falling off a cliff.
Would the culmination of this story also get Austin Idol off my TV?
No. Because then he's going to be with Scion, your new television champion.
Yeah, but will he be doing commentary?
I do not want to see him ever.
I'm telling you, if it was Austin Idol and Joe Galli doing the work together, I don't think it would be as bad.
No, it would be bad.
It might work.
I think it would work, but I think Velvet's the problem. I'm telling you, last week there were parts where it's kind of seemed like Velvet warming up to him a little bit, and things were like better, not great, but better. So I don't know. I think she's a little too standoffish with him, and then he keeps fucking goading her, and then she just loses her mind, and that's where everything starts to go to shit. Yeah, but I'm just picking nits, I guess. Gatti's the man.
I don't think we're losing Velvet on commentary ever.
Yeah, that's a shame. That really is.
But like Matt said before, if it's Galli and Velvet, I take Galli and Velvet over Galli and Idol.
Nah, I'd go the other way on that one.
No, I think like Idol almost, from what I gathered this past week, it almost seemed like Idol was like kind of like JRing his way into like making sure that his jokes got over or his comments got over. Like what are the rules for to be broken? And Joe Galli was like, or to be honored to make sure things are fair. And Idol kept like, no, to be broken. Rules were meant to be broken, or punch him in the face. Why, if you just punched him in the face, we wouldn't be talking about this instead of elbowing him or slapping him. He just punched him in the face. Like, he just tried to get his shit in.
You may have a point. But Velvet Sky's got tits, so that's why you want her on the show.
Easy.
No. All right, so.
I mean, maybe Austin Idol's got some old wrinkly man tits like Ric Flair. I don't know. Hey, did we talk about Ric Flair's wife leaving him?
I don't think we talked about that last week. Did she leave them or did they split up?
It doesn't matter, dude.
I think Velvet Sky has room to improve as opposed to, I think Austin Idol is just done. Anyway, let's tie a bow on that.
And she's better to look at. I get it.
Never hurts.
What do you want me to say?
Nothing. Yeah. I mean, you know, you're a handsome guy. She's a handsome lady or pretty lady. A handsome lady.
Oh, handsome woman. That's a
no, thing. no. Never say handsome woman.
That's insulting.
Yeah. Handsome goes with a man.
But if you call someone like at like a dance, oh, that's a handsome woman. That's insulting.
Yeah. You know, when you say handsome woman, I think B. Arthur.
Did you say at a dance? What are you going to the sock?
I don't know.
Kevin hangs out at the Copa looking for some handsome women.
Right. I'm at the disco.
Now the fucking Max, you gonna get a hamburger too? Hang out with Screech.
That's right. Oh, he's dead. Can't do that.
Is he really?
I'm dead.
Yeah, Dustin Diamond been dead.
Yeah, I can't keep track of all these fucking famous people that are dead. You're asking a lot out of me.
Oh well, I wasn't really. You asked me if I was going to the Max to hang out with him.
Just trying to make a joke. Tony, I know you said you skipped MLW, but I just
kind of. I know it was a season finale, but there was a whole lot of crash wrestlers on there, and I was just like, ugh. And I don't know, dude. Alex Kane being in a fucking six man with five Mexican wrestlers, ugh. I didn't give a shit. The only thing I really cared about, we were learning a little more about the Richard Holiday Alicia Atut relationship, and I guess Richard Holiday got kidnapped and beat up or some shit. I don't know. I really don't give a fuck, dude. Whatever. I'm glad promo Azteca nonsense underground shit is over.
Well, Tony, they're gonna be part of WrestleMania 38 weekend, so pump the brakes on that, buddy.
I also correct me if I'm wrong. Upcoming show on the 26th, we're gonna get Hammerstone versus Holiday. Did I see that right?
No, you did not see that right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We're going to get Hammerstone against the Opera Cup winner, Davey Richards.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you get through the EJ and Duca Adrian Quest match?
Oh, yeah. That was the first match. I did watch that. That was pretty good. I like Nduka. I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's awesome. Did you get through Mecha Wolf and Extreme Tigre?
Nope, that was where I punched out.
Really? Your NWA, half of your NWA tag team champion, you punched out?
Yeah, didn't give a fuck. That's all I was thinking, was like, how come he didn't come out with the belt? And I said, yeah, I don't need to watch this.
All right,
it's not advancing anything for MLW, so it's like, why would I give a shit?
Well, good news, Tony. Los Parks congratulate 5150 on their IWA tag title win.
I saw that they won the Puerto Rico belts. Yes.
How do you feel about Jacob Fatu breaking his silence?
I mean, I didn't care for the interview last week so much. Like, I get what they're trying to do. And like, people all gush like, oh, he's a man and, you know, he has feelings. I'm like, I don't know, whatever.
You don't know.
I didn't care. Like, I like Jacob Fatu. I think he's a world of talent, but
he's a very handsome woman.
This shit didn't like do anything for me. Sorry. Just didn't.
And you didn't stay for Alex Kane, Viano 3, and Ray Horace Jr. against Vikingo, Laredo Kid, and Octagon Jr.?
Nope. All right. Was it all that in a bag of chips? Did I miss something?
I don't know, because I didn't watch it. I'm just reading. But
was this a MLW episode?
The show ends with an SUV showing up and just dumping Holiday on the pavement.
And Alicia Atut ran over to help him.
And Holiday comes with a note. It says Hammerstone versus Pagano and Holiday versus Muertes.
Again?
I don't fucking know what the...
They maybe just did those matches!
Maybe that's for WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Don't give a shit about guys from Mexico. I'm sorry. There's no story with them. Who gives a fuck?
But isn't there a story with them? Aren't they?
No, this is like Insta feud.
But wait, no, because I watched MLW a couple weeks ago. Isn't like the guy, didn't they kidnap Atut and didn't Holiday like try to find her? And isn't like the two big guys?
Yeah. And MLW Azteca's over. The show's a wrap. It's donezo. Who gives a shit about
it? I just told you they're taping it for WrestleMania weekend.
Nah, it's all bullshit. Fuck this noise.
I don't know, Tony.
Where's Tajiri? Is Tajiri coming back?
Did I have that in last week's
note? We haven't fucking seen Tajiri. We haven't seen Myron Reed. We haven't seen Enzo since he fucking speared Casey Navarro into the fucking pose.
Is there a top 10?
No. Oh God, no. I hope not. I didn't watch the whole thing, so
I don't have a top 10. I'm sorry.
Oh well.
Okay.
Looks like you're gonna see four-way on the 26th of February. Alex Kane defends his title against Calvin Tankman, Matt Cross, and ACH.
Ugh.
Ugh.
That took me a second. That took me a second. Not gonna lie.
I'm all caught up on Impact now.
Attaboy.
I watched last week. I watched the 2 weeks I missed after the Hard to Kill final, and then this week, today actually, I watched the Thursday night show. So I'm all caught up on Impact. I'm super excited for this show on the 19th because they're really setting up a lot of great things here. Kevin obviously is our resident Impact expert. So Kevin, talk to us about a little Impact Wrestling, brother.
All right, so there were three things on this show that stood out, and I think that Matt, you would probably agree. I think the first one is what we kind of talked about earlier about which opened the show. Matt Cardona, heel turn, becoming the world digital media champion for Impact Wrestling, and throwing the chair into Jordan Grace's face and becoming the champion. So that's point one. Matt, do you want to talk about how you felt about that?
Love what they're doing with Cardona. Love the because they played up during the match. This is his first ever intergender match.
Yeah.
He didn't really want to go 100% against Jordan Grace. That's the story they were telling. That's the story he was telling in the ring. Like there were, he hit her with some big moves, and then he kind of like backed off to let her recover. And this all set up with him grabbing the digital media title, throwing it in the ring like he was going to use it. And as the referee went to put it back outside the ring, he clocked Jordan Grace with a chair. Post-match, the stuff with him backstage. What is Chelsea going to think? I don't care. What is Jordan? What is Jonathan Gresham going to
think? Yeah.
Because he's married to a loser.
That was so good. And it's funny. They pretty much did the same finish, actually, now that I think about it. How Cardona beat Moff was kind of the same thing. Threw in the digital media championship. Ref got distracted. Myers handed Cardona Nux. Cardona knocked out Math, and he won the match. So I 100% agree. And I thought a great point on this was to kind of make it seem a little bit more even. I forget if it was Hannafin or if it was Aiden English that said it. Is that the only real advantage Cardona had on Jordan Grace was height in this match? Because Jordan Grace is every bit as strong as Cardona, if not stronger. So I thought that was also a really nice touch.
Also, Kevin, love the team of Hannafin and Aiden English.
The only thing I don't like about Aiden English is the actual sound of his voice. Like, I think he's intelligent. I think he's great. But it really sounds like, if I close my eyes, it's like Kermit the Frog is talking to me.
Everybody loves Kermit the Frog, though.
I agree. I'm a big Muppets guy. But it's like, you can't explain it. I don't dislike him. I think he's incredible as a wrestler and as a commentator. But just something about the tone of his voice just like hits like some sort of weird cerebral cortex in my brain that just makes me want to like punch my laptop. Like,
fair enough. Fair.
Yeah, that's it. No disrespect, Matt Rainwald.
What else did you like from the show on Thursday?
So obviously we have a new member of Honor No More.
Fuck yes.
So that was pretty huge to see him show up. And that would be Kenny K-I-N-G.
King!
Kenny King shows up in a match. I believe it was the Vincent Josh Alexander match, or was it the Gresham Macklin match? No, it was it was the Josh Alexander
Vincent
match. Yeah. So Josh Alexander beats Vincent. What I thought was really cool about this was, you know, we're heading into now it's going to be 5-on-5 now, right? Now Kenny King is going to be the fifth guy on Honor No More. Or was it already 5-on-5? Because it was only four guys. It was only PCO, Taven, Bennett. Oh, no, it was already 5-on-5. And Kenny King shows up. Vincent loses to Josh Alexander. Brawl between the guys. Rhino doesn't run to the ring. And then Kenny King cuts a promo in the back, and Vincent gets a little nice little heat back with a nice little promo after he took the fall, because he said, "You can't hurt me more than I already hurt myself. I'm good to go." It was really well done. Matt, what did you have to think about the King debut? Kind of out of left field.
I love it. I think Kenny King's a great addition to this Honor No More. And I really do. I love the story they're telling, because you're getting Jonathan Gresham matches where he's there to represent Ring of Honor. And you mentioned it post. I could watch Jonathan Gresham and Steve Macklin wrestle a fucking thousand times.
Yeah. And this was actual, because it was a disqualification, I believe. So this was actually standard wrestling rules and not pure wrestling rules.
Yes, because after Macklin lost last week, to make it two, his losing streak was two in a row. If you go back to Hard to Kill, this was regular. He got disqualified, which is fine. They're just with the fucking Ian and Kerry Silkin and Bobby Crewe. Like, there's so many parts woven into this. Yeah. And I'm thinking, like, there's no way this is just to lead up to this Saturday night No Surrender special to have Honor No More lose. And if they lose, they're out of Impact. And I think we're going to see, and I don't know any spoilers. I'm avoiding spoilers, and I don't know if this is taped live, but I think you're going to see more Ring of Honor people show up to help them beat Team Impact, because I think they're doing a phenomenal job with this story.
It would make absolutely zero sense if Honor No More was gone, like, right when you debut a new guy to the team. So it's going to be, I think you're right. And when we talked to Taven on that afternoon show, we asked him, anybody else coming in? Is it just this group? Are there going to be more people? He's like, you never know who I'm friends with. And so I absolutely loved it. And Matt, to move on, there was a lot of other stuff. You had a cinematic scene with, W. Morrissey wanting to get his hands on Brian Myers, which was actually pretty well done. Wasn't expecting that. Like the little creeping down the hallway.
Yep.
Yeah. Stuff. So that was cool. But the third point on this show, I think, was clearly the Bullet Club and the Good Brothers and Violent by Design getting involved, which is a little weird because you don't know who the good guys are.
Well, you know what? It was an interesting pairing, too. You had the Bullet Club, Tama Tongo, Tonga Leoa, Chris Bay, and Jay White taking on the team of Jake Something, Speedball Mike Bailey, and then Ace Austin and Madman Fulton, who were kind of like the outline of that team. And then the story they told throughout the match where Ace and Fulton would only tag each other.
Yep.
So we're as I like to say, a lot of spoons in the porridge here. You got Bullet Club working as a team. You got this team working together to beat the Bullet Club, but they're working against each other too because they're not tagging each other in. There was a lot going on here, but I really did enjoy it. And I liked the end because we saw last week the Good Brothers go to Violent by Design and say, we helped you.
Yeah.
Now you need to help us.
Exactly. It benefits us all if the Bullet Club is just not a thing. Something that I did gloss over, which I don't want to, is they recapped Mickie James in the Rumble, which led to a nice little showdown with her and Tasha Steelz. So that's going to happen. And I believe that Chelsea Green is facing Mickie James next week. I think they kind of built to that.
Yes, in a non-title match, you'll see Mickie James and Chelsea. Deonna Purrazzo is an open challenge for her Ring of Honor, AAA, Reign as They Reign a championship. William Morrissey, Brian Myers, no DQ. And Mike Bennett and Matt Taven take on Rich Swann and Rhino.
That's weird.
And then this is all leading up to the show on the 19th, the No Surrender, which is not a pay-per-view. But we got Moose and William Morrissey, which is a title match, which will be fantastic because I'm really enjoying that story. Mickie James, Tasha Steelz, the Good Brothers versus the Gorillas of Destiny, Jay White versus Eric Young, which is a match I never knew I wanted to see until I heard it announced.
That's pretty wild.
I saw your fucking face.
I still don't want to see it. Sorry, I was eating cookies. I don't want to be on the mic. Yeah.
Fuck you. I still don't want to see it.
Change your name to Cookie Monster.
How dare you do a disservice to yourself? You don't want to see Jay White and Eric Young wrestle?
No, I don't.
How rude.
Wait, is this because you just don't like Jay White?
Yes.
100%.
Okay. Nothing to do with EY.
With EY. He doesn't like Jay White. Because he doesn't like risk control.
Fuck him.
Fuck you.
Non-risk control, motherfucker.
and Honor No More against Team Impact.
Yeah, should be good, man.
It should be a great show. Also, they're bringing back Gut Check, and Lance Storm is involved in that. He's returned to the world of wrestling.
God. They're bringing back Gut Check?
They are bringing back Gut Check.
Oh, God.
What? What? I don't understand your... Like, you react.
Do you remember Gut Check? Do you remember Gut Check?
I remember the... Didn't Rockstar Spud win Gut Check? Matt took his... Didn't Rockstar Spud win Gut Check?
I heard you. I was just adjusting my hat. He won the British version boot camp gimmick.
Yeah.
The American Gut Check is
Jesse Sorensen, right? Or no?
I know later we saw the whole thing with Joey Ryan.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That was part of Gut Check.
Yeah.
But I think with Scott D'Amore in charge and the wealth of talent out there, I think this will be done much better. And Lance Storm being involved is not going to hurt anybody.
Oh, the guy who dances with the big dong?
Dances with the big dong.
You don't remember, Lance Storm's gimmick? He would win, he would make him dance, and then he had a big dick for a while. That was his gimmick.
He
was boring.
Yeah, he went through like three gimmicks in a span of like 4 months.
No idea.
You don't remember? They told him every time you win, you should dance. So every time he won, he would fucking do like the Cabbage Patch and shit.
And where?
In WWE.
Do you remember when
he was boring, Stone Cold Steve Austin actually came out by the Titantron and put the pillow and the blanket and slept.
And he was laying down going, boring.
During a Lance Storm match.
And then everybody started wondering, like, he had a big dick, so they all started treating him like he had a big package. And
was he Batista?
Yeah.
Is this post-invasion?
Yes. Oh, wait. Oh, well, that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wearing red trunks at this point. Just red, like plain red trunks and red boots.
The invasion angle. Yeah. Lance Storm, what does he do? He's got a big dick. Oh, maybe we should sign him.
Yeah. That's an invasion if I ever heard one.
Woohoo! Right up the old keister.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Yeah.
No, I've never seen that.
Well, I mean, I would say go watch it, but then I'm just like, no, don't. Just don't.
Fair enough.
Dong, the dong, dong, dong.
Great interview. Go back to the archives. Listen to our Lance Storm interview.
So I mentioned earlier I'll be going down to Atlantic City Wednesday for AEW Dynamite.
Are you guys staying over?
Yes.
Oh, look at you.
That's nice. I've finagled my wife into going. So
my wife.
So Mr. Money and Mrs. Money, they're going down tomorrow night. Me and my wife are going down Wednesday. And Kate's staying with a friend, her friends. I don't know. Mm. And I think Ryan's got his own room, too.
Nice. Showboat,
that's because,
right?
That's because Ryan's going to get some pussy while he's down there. You don't want you fuckers messing it up for him.
I hope he does.
They don't call him the Schlong Man for nothing.
I don't think anyone's ever called him the Schlong Man.
He's the Lance Storm of our generation.
Yeah, but Lance Storm was just a gimmick. Fucking Schlong's living it, bro. Schlong's got 2 feet of fucking trouser snake in them fucking drawers.
Tony, what was in that iced tea?
Sugar.
2 feet of trouser snake.
Yo, fucking Schlong needs to put that on his shirt. 2 feet of trouser snake. With a fucking arrow pointing to his crotch.
Oh, make it so difficult to talk to.
By the way, if you ever wanted to do a Chris Benoit impression, you could start now at WWEshop.com because the fucking old school US title is on sale for like $150 and it's the fucking real deal. So, da 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 dun, da 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 dun.
Where does your mind go? Like, where do you like.
I'm all over the place, Kev. I think his MLW was so bad this week, it fucking threw me off.
Yes, play me MLW.
He's got 2 feet of trouser trunks. Blame MLW.
Trouser trunks.
I don't know what you said.
Trouser snake.
Trunks.
Oh. Snake, bro.
Trouser snake. That's
Tony Khan said on Busted Open Radio that...
Boy, again, this fucking jackwagon.
We made some big signings, and I plan to make some more in the future, but there is an open challenge Wednesday night. And the internet is running wild as to who is coming in to AEW. As you know, a lot of people that have released, their dates are up. Kevin mentioned Killer Cross was at WrestlePro. Joe is available. Keith Lee is available. Mia Yim. The list goes on and on. Who do you guys think is coming through the grossly overused Forbidden Door?
And who's this open challenge with?
Isaiah Cassidy.
Oh, really. Wait, fucking really opening the fucking door wide with that one. Oof.
It's to get into the Revolution ladder match.
Wait, so this is the same thing as Tony Khan's top star is debuting?
Tony Khan's recent signing.
Okay. And it's going to be against Isaiah Cassidy.
Yes.
I mean, smart money is smart money on, I know he just got married, but is smart money on Keith Lee?
That seems to be the buzz.
What about Joe?
It's also not a bad. Are you going to put? Here's the thing, right?
Yeah, Keith Lee, put Joe in this spot.
They're both.
Can't put either one of them in this spot, actually.
Yeah, right. To qualify for a ladder match.
Yeah.
Johnny Gargano.
John Morrison.
See, that was a name that was floated out there too.
Especially because it's a ladder match.
Milwaukee Tom says, any chance it's Josh Alexander? He was mentioned recently on AEW TV. They did bring him up last week. Are you thinking
Tony Nese?
He's already there.
No, he's not. He's never on fucking TV.
He's on Dark all the time.
Oh, come on. They could just pretend he's not there and then just like, hey, look, it's Tony Nese. The greatest signing in the history of AEW. The hottest free agent.
Yeah, oh, my God. Back. There we go. There's fucking ornery Tony.
Fuck that guy.
Wow. Really?
I mean, Tony Khan, not Tony Nese. Tony Nese is awesome.
Matt Squire says, what about Bray Wyatt?
Shut up, Matt.
Not seems you, a bit Matt aggressive. Squire.
I see it like, I see it being the top wrestler, but I don't see it being like.
I hope it's Virgil.
A tippy top. Like, I don't see Bray Wyatt debuting in a match against Isaiah Cassidy to get into a ladder match.
It's not. It's gonna be somebody. It's not gonna be anybody important. Who cares?
No, I think it's gonna be. I think my guess and your guess, and maybe it. Could it be Gresham, or could it be Josh? Or you said Josh Alexander. It's got to be. I'm going with Lee, Joe, or Morrison.
I'm saying it's Glenn Jacobs.
All right, Tony.
It's got to be Kane.
What?
It's got to be Kane.
Why do we even bother with you sometimes?
it's got to be Kane. That's got to be Kane. It's going to be Darren Drozdov. What?
It's what? Terrible, Tony.
No, what? The guy needs work.
How do you know that? You don't know that.
I don't know. Maybe it's Lex Luger. They got him a fucking wheelchair match.
What is your obsession? What are you just... You're freaking me out, man.
Take the ropes down. Let him just have a fucking, like a fucking bumper car match. Whoever falls out of the ring loses.
Dude, when you say shit like that, karma is like looking right through your window.
It's
like,
karma! Karma's gonna debut!
Oh.
Yeah,
baby Brown, baby.
Holy shit!
Jesus fucking Christ! Do I have anything else? Oh, we got our second inductee into the Ring of Honor Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Oh, I saw this. I know who it is.
The American Dragon, Brian Danielson, will be the second member of the Ring of Honor Hall of Fame.
I love that pick.
Yeah. Well, clearly a no-brainer.
So who do you think is going to be next, Matt?
We got two more weeks left.
Ooh.
The 14th and the 21st they'll be announcing. Oh, boy.
Can I venture a guess?
Yeah, go nuts, Kev.
This is going to be outside the box.
All right, go.
Oh, shit.
I'm going Sumi Sakai.
Womp womp.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, are they gonna put Samoa Joe and CM Punk in all the same year?
I think they'll put a Loki in.
That's a good call.
Maybe an Xavier.
That's another good call. I think I remember we talked about this, like, because we don't know how much longer Ring of Honor is going to do this. So if you're going to do it, you might as well go top heavy in the first round. I do. Yeah, that's right. It's a good call.
Top heavy. Sounds like we're talking about Velvet Sky again. What?
Jesus Christ.
What?
Nothing.
No, nothing.
Nothing. I have nothing.
You'll get the Land O'Lakes out of the fridge. Butter me up because I'm on a roll, baby.
No, you're not. What kind of... What is this? What roll do you
think
you're on?
I'm rolling like Draws. What?
Nah, I got nothing for you.
Yeah, man. I mean, whatever makes you happy, I guess.
What, Tony, what makes you happy?
Talk
with my friends.
Oh, wrestling. I forgot to say, I saw Louis on Saturday, which was awesome.
Oh my god, I love this shit. So did he wrestle? Did he work the show?
Yeah, he was in the Rumble.
Fuck yeah, dude. Did he come out with his dildos?
He did not come out with his dildos.
Fuck.
So shout out to our dear good friend The Life Louis.
I mean, that's a fair question.
No, yeah, how long till Marco Stunt gets signed into a WrestlePro?
I don't know.
What, dude? Marco Stunt versus Hornswoggle? Sign me up, bro.
Who wants to? No one wants to see that garbage.
Not even joking. I just to see Hornswoggle kick the shit out of Marco Stunt.
It's trash. Trash goblin.
Sign me the fuck up for that.
What's
going on in New Japan?
What's going on in New Japan? T-Donk.
I don't know. I thought you had notes about New Japan.
I did, but it wasn't really anything. Anything crazy.
Is Tanahashi still the U.S. champ?
Yes.
Good. I think the biggest
news is they're coming to Chicago.
Fuck
on
yeah.
15th, and John Moxley will be on the show.
Oh, fucking boo.
Really?
I just want New Japan guys.
He is a New Japan guy.
No, he's not. He's fucking John Moxley.
I don't have much news. I know they're running through. Soon they're starting their next series in Japan that leads up to the Naito Okada match.
Nice.
New beginnings.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. I think so. I think it is new beginnings.
Right now it's all just New Japan USA stuff. They got the Jay White Open Challenge.
fucking guy.
Fucking Jay White.
I don't understand. What did he ever do to you?
Yeah.
It's what he does to my boys that pisses me off.
Well, it sounds like you need to find new boys, buddy.
No, my boys are my boys.
We found Matsubox. It sounds like Ospreay called out Moxley.
I did see that.
Oh, wonderful.
I missed that. My apologies. We did get to see Davey Richards' dong this week. Me and Tony did.
Yeah. Yo, my man is packing some heat.
Sure. Did you understand, like, the reference of the gimmick here?
What do you mean the reference?
He had professionally hired somebody.
Yeah, all right, but the picture that was leaked did not seem like some sort of boudoir photo. He was just standing in a hotel room with his schwanz hanging out. I mean, that doesn't exactly...
No, there's good lighting. The shit was made to...
Dude, if you're going to do that shit, you got to be laying on the bed. You got to let that shit flop to the side. Yeah, come on, bro.
Look, maybe they took many a pictures, but
you know what that one looks like? That looks like some creeper standing outside the shower in the locker room. And then Davey Richards just turns the corner and goes, "Hey, Davey," click. Didn't seem like it was like a set up professional picture to me.
Maybe there was many pictures taken and that's just the one they chose to leak.
Leak. Get it? His penis was showing it leak. Fuck you. I'm on fire tonight.
Are you?
Nothing.
Are you?
Nothing that you have said has even remotely made me chuckle, giggle.
Oh, you're lying. You're lying. It's just because you're embarrassed about all the pee-pee talk.
All right,
talk about pee-pees.
Talk well. Next week, who knows if there will be PP talk next week. We have Sam Adonis. You know him from the NWA. You know him from AAA. He's Corey Graves' brother. He is joining us at 7:30 next week.
Oh, yeah.
And Zeke Mercer will be joining us at 8:30 for a Valentine's Day special. So if you I don't know, are lonely and in love with the Shining Wizards tune in. I don't fucking know.
Lives are going to be in Zeke Mercer's hands. You know what I mean?
I don't like that. It's gimmick infringement.
Zeke Mercer's hands.
All right, you totally redeemed yourself, Tony.
I heard his pal Antonio Hosserman makes experimental music.
Goodness gravy.
Oh, brother.
Oh, man. Yeah, so we got a jam-packed February. We're going to come out on top. We got Miko Maestro on the 21st. Monster Mac on the 28th and Kid Bandit on the 28th as well. Nice. He's been featured on AEW Dark, AEW Dark Elevation. So we're going to have those guys to round out February. And then are we on the road to WrestleMania? Is that still a fucking thing? Are we
Doing? Are we really on the road if we're not driving on it? Like if we don't watch the show, could we really be on the road?
I guess not, right?
But I mean, we're going to watch Mania, no? At least parts of it. You're full of shit. You watch parts of the Rumble. You're not going to watch any bits of Mania?
You know what? Fair point. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what that weekend brings. Will we have baseball? Will I be putting my magazines in comic book bags? I don't know. I'm sure I'll have something better to do than watch WrestleMania.
Very, very good.
Right? I sent Kevin some fucking gems.
Yeah.
What, magazines?
Covers. Pictures of covers and stuff. I was going through all that shit before.
I got it. Oh, you got it? Thank you for that.
I got it. Bagging up all my magazines. You know, I don't want them to turn to shit.
I don't blame you.
Smart, man.
I preserve it. And I got some AEW cards that just shipped today from Ringside Collectibles. I'm very excited about that.
How much you spend on those?
They were selling the booster packs.
The blasters.
Yeah, the blasters. So they were like 8 packs and a blaster. It's like $35.
Yeah.
How much you should get
like an auto or a hit or a relic in one of those? Have you opened them yet?
No, I haven't gotten them. I just got a notification that they shipped today. So.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, you're good for at least one auto or one relic in those.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that, and. Yeah, I'm excited to go to AC. I'll be down there for Dynamite and Rampage taping. So if you see me, say what's up.
So you're going to be going down on the day Wednesday day and then coming back Thursday?
Yeah, we'll go down Wednesday probably in the afternoon. We'll meet up with the squad, grab some adult drinks, maybe some snacks before we go over to the show.
Nice.
Then cool. we'll probably gamble afterwards. Hello, Nelly.
How are you? I love AC, man. AC is underrated. As like a location, as a destination, it's underrated. Not just for gambling, but it's actually a pretty nice little. Oh, Nelly!
There goes Nelly.
There goes Nelly.
Anything else before we pull this train into the station, gentlemen? Did I forget anything? Is there anything we want to talk about?
Can't think of it now.
Nope. I'm good.
I'm good, man. Ready to go to bed, Ski.
Be sure to follow, rate, review, subscribe on all platforms at Wizards Podcast, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Twitch TV. Follow us, subscribe, rate, review. We're doing some maintenance on the website. So if you try to go to the website, you can't get to it. It's because we're just trying to fix we're updating our shit because, you know, GoDaddy sucks. And not only that.
The website will be secured, so you shouldn't get any more warnings, problems, issues, anything like that. Episodes are all up there. Everything should be working. If it's not, bear with us. We're dealing with it. But we are in a much better place. Like, we upgraded immensely.
Yeah, and you'll notice changes to the website, too, in the coming months. So,
yep.
It's a very long process because we have a very deep catalog.
Yes, we do.
10 years worth.
Yeah, and check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Also, if you listen to the Mark Order podcast, please stop talking about MBW. I really have no desire to watch me be an idiot when I was 18 years old Lucky I'm not paralyzed.
That I can agree. I wholeheartedly agree with that sentiment. Thank you for that.
They really went hard Wednesday night.
Oh, they sure did. I listened.
Although the geo sites is still there, buddy.
Well, yeah, that still exists. I made sure that was archived, but, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. We are the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast every Monday night here on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, anywhere you get your favorite podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, right at the top, right when you go to Shining Wizards, you'll see three little dots. If you click those three little dots, you can give us a rating. Please give us a 5-star rating. You don't like us, give us a 1-star rating, but give us a rating. 5 is the best.
Yeah, go 5. I recommend 5.
I'm sure.
Go 5, go Ace.
Yeah, I don't know if people hate listening to us, so
that's fine as long as you're listening.
Special thanks to the SAT, Joel Maximo and Jose Maximo at Real Joel Maximo on Twitter, at Real Jose Maximo on Twitter. Big things coming up for them. Keep your eyes on the SAT. They are going to do huge things in the coming months. And we'll be back next week with another episode of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
I'll be here.
All right, we're going to do it all over again next week. Be safe. Dude. Don't forget to spay and neuter your pets.
Oh, yeah. It's a good call.
Yeah.
I don't know. And we'll be back next week. See ya.
Bye.
Later. Good night, Gracie.
You son of a...